Blog Talk Radio.
B-Low in New York. Much love to Buffalo, New York. Let me say, it was a wonderful but serious time up there. We're going to get deep today. Today's, if I sound a little tired, because I was in the friendly skies of United, who was very late. Those of you who fly a lot know that being in the airport ain't always glamorous. And I had some unglamorous experience in all the airports I've been to. And yesterday in Newark, New Jersey. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So y'all flying, make sure y'all planes are on time, because they will have your ass sitting up in the airport with nothing but excuses. But nonetheless, they got me safely to the MIA, and much love to everybody in the lovely, lovely New York, Jersey, and all the surrounding areas. But we about to get deep. I missed last week's program because I was in flight and travel, and we are back. Might be a little congested based on the fact that I'm on a plane with everybody. The planes are packed. We got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get in deep this morning. So get ready. This show going to be hype because I'm excited. When you miss a week, you just get energized, especially when you see what's going on in other territories, in the five. Oh, my goodness. New York State. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. We waited for football, but my goodness, what you got to do to get to watch football nowadays? I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody who understands what's going on, first and foremost. Be understood. Just because you've been watching zombie movies does not mean you're not talking to a zombie. See, a zombie does not mean they hate walking and look like they came from Tales of the Crypt. A zombie is one who's in a dead spiritual state of mind. I hope y'all know that. That's why it's always in the art form of the voodoo. It's always in the art form of a religious craft that has power over you. Now, of course, Hollywood made it more metaphysically horrific by making it come out of a, you know, turning into a grave, coming out crazy. But zombie does not mean that you have to come out the grave, of a physical grave. It could be the mental grave. And many zombies that you are talking to today promoted me to put this program together in seconds. Didn't take much. And for all the information that the dry bones, I'll call y'all the dry bones, but the family, I'll call yourself the family, but I'm here, the dry bones with an S. Man, the information y'all give is just hitting, and it's the same thing all over the country, all over the 10 regions. Everybody experiences the same thing. But I'm going to deal with my present reality. Oh, my goodness. New York, New York. Sanctuary city ran. I'm going to be honest with you. The black community is a beautiful community. But inside the black community is another community. See, it used to be the black community would be under siege going into the white community. That's where segregation came in. But as always, black folks, you are the guinea pigs for the experiment. They need you. They need us. And that experiment caused segregation. Well, they tried it on you first to say, let's see, and they tried it on their subjects. I'm only going with the British Empire at the moment. Their subjects. And said, let us experiment and see if we can force them to integrate. Now, they knew it was going to take some time, and knew it wasn't going to be easy. But the end result is called order out of chaos. So what they create is a chaotic system that new hatred was going to permeate in. And once the hatred permeated in that system, then they took that system and took it to the next level. So they got the problem. How can we get these people to be one? See, you coming together is part of the new world one order. They started that in the 60s. All the way. They started that in the 60s. Even further than that, but I'm only going to deal with y'all. Some people mind comprehend. That's why I say zombies. Because some people mind can't go past their zip code. So you better understand that right quick. Now, while all this is going on, they force you to do something. They say, wow, now the black community is under siege, and it's unsuspected, by another group, many groups. And you looking like, they looking at you like you looked at the white man. How we got to move in with them, damn. But then sooner or later, the white man fled, and we took over his area. Same thing happened now. Your ass going to be fleeing, and this new group going to take over your community. See how simple this shit is? Ain't hard. It ain't romper room here. It's easy to see this. Easy if you got eyes. But many of you going to church today will have eyes and cannot see. There's churches all through Buffalo. Got to be 1,001 mile radius. Guarantee. Let's do a mile and a half radius and somebody do a count. There's 1,000 churches. Spiritual zombies going to church. Think it about some man called Jesus. Now, I ain't going to talk against Jesus today because I want you to think about it real clearly. Because this program is about to wake your ass up. You don't have much time. We did programs. Many of you have done your own programs on this line. We got so many. We got our own web callers. We got our own. See, that's why I love it, because everybody connects on this program. Regardless, they got shows or not, to come on here. We just kick it hardcore because you want survival mode now, y'all. Survival mode. You haven't learned how to survive thus far. You, once they check, see, they're about to cut all the checks off. They got you hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. They said universal income. Now, I told you universal income was going to be in place. Probably one of the few shows. I think I'm like a remnant of shows that actually give you something that you ain't heard 1,000 times. We try to make it where you don't hear the same bullshit 1,000 times. That's why we bring you the new and the living information. Called the Dry Bones. Those of you on the line, been on the line for us for a long time, y'all get ready, because we're going to blow y'all minds as well, because we need y'all to come in. When we open up your queue, this is the rules, everybody. We don't mind you being on the line. If you got the shit, go to the bathroom, pee, eat, talk to your kids, holler at your wife, husband, whatever you got to do at the time of listening, just mute yourself. And when you finish with your chaos, then you come back to the order. See, those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, today's program is so deep. It's called COVID equals order out of... This is ingenious. I got to love these people for this. You know, it's ingenious that they can actually pull this off. They got to know the people, the dumbest population on the planet Earth. Got to know. The most freest population. Now, before I left here, the MIA, to go to the below, we had some revolutionary acts that y'all want to call down here. Now, I'm talking against no group, but I'm just showing you your own ways and your own views. And we're bringing them into fruition with light. Let there be light on your shit so we can see your shit so we won't step on it and get our sneakers dirty. Now, let's get deep. Now, before I left here, the Cuban community, which is a beautiful community. I've been to Cuba. Beautiful black folks everywhere, white folks everywhere, just mingling on a beautiful island controlled by so-called a dictatorship. Now, I don't know why anybody would think a dictatorship is good in its form. Now, I know y'all might say American dictatorship. I'm not going to debate that at this moment. I will in the next half hour. You're right. It has elements of all governments. See, America is the only country that got elements of all governments. Just think about it. Socialism exists. Fascism exists. It's all fragmented. And it's now melting in a boiling pot. It's about to be the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. Y'all, I'm talking to the Bible people before they go to church. So y'all read these stories. You got to be able to put them into real, pragmatic formulation of facts and reality. Can't be just saying the statue did this and it talked and all that shit. You know, you find me a statue to talk and I'm there too. But this is a allegoric story about reality, about life, and what we experience. So what we're getting into this morning is why you are in the order and how the chaos will bring you into a new order, just like God brought you out of chaos into the light. See, this is all the story of your so-called alien Bibles I told you about a long time ago. I'm sticking to the facts. Anything from cosmic is alien to your reality until you become part of that reality. And you sure will be Martians before I'll probably be dead, but my kids will be Martians for sure. Now, let's get deep, because they are already acting like Martians now. Most of your kids are Martians. You don't know what that means, I'm sure, but we'll tell you later on. Let's get deep with this program. Now, why all this is going on? They used the guinea pigs, so now the black community don't even know what segregation is. Their integration is this. And when they get ready to throw you out of your area like you did to the white man, see, actually, you caused the white man to flee the inner cities. Because they're like, damn, here they come. They forced the federal government forced them. See, they didn't do that by wanting to do it. See, federal law already intervened a long time ago. Obviously, you can see this, I hope. And through all this intervention, they already caused the formula to be in effect what it is now. So when another group... Now, in Buffalo, New York, it's the Arabs or Islamic affiliations. But it's still, now they all over the place, all over the place. I mean, building up Buffalo, their own area. I mean, brand new shit being built. Now, the brothers and sisters that I met that's doing something, keep it going, y'all. Keep it going. Don't let it stop. Take what they doing, and then you got to ask yourself, who is the mayor? Ain't he black? See, is he in blackface? Which one is it? Oh, we about to get deep this morning. I hope y'all ready for this. Because I'll tell you, this is getting outrageous. But let me just go back to the Cubans. They went and blocked 826. Anybody been to Florida know the 826 and the 836? They blocked this shit on a fast-paced expressway, everybody. Now, you know it had to be orchestrated. Because just to get on the expressway walking is a death wish. Really is. Now, I know some people will stop for you, but some people ain't even thinking, like, what the hell? Normally, they would have had, you know. Now, here's where it gets deep, y'all. I like government. Some people in the government, they say some things, say, that's interesting. But the scientists, I'm going to put them on the spot here. Facts matters. The scientists put into some law when Black Lives Matter was blocking the streets downtown in our tourist section and stopped a lot of people from going through downtown. He even put out a decree stating that you have the right to run their ass over. I'm just stating what he said. So if any of my, and I have affiliation with all groups here, so it's not like I'm just giving the facts. Facts show that the Cuban community is very upset about Cuba. Very upset. But you're not that upset to go and back and fight. You ain't that upset. See? So you got to look at things in context. When you flee an island or you flee anything, that means you left. That means you asking somebody else to fight your battle. Now, you are in a place called America, Florida. It's part of America. And you're going to tell me you can block the 826, 836, and surrounding areas. And then the Santas, who's the governor, said that we can run you over. Then how'd you get on the expressway anyway? That means the police had to help you. Now, I looked at the tapes before I left. People telling me, sending me stuff. I said, man, this is amazing now. Look what's going on. This was paid for to show order out of chaos. What you mean? Because order out of chaos is a Latin term. I'm sure y'all know that, right? Meaning order out of chaos. It's ordos, obdos, chaos. And it's the motto of the 33rd degree. I'm going to leave it there. You got to take your own mind and go study that for a minute. Why would somebody have an order named ordos ob chaos? Taken from Old Latin. And I ain't talking about Spain, because Old Latin ain't Spain. Old Latin is a magical, mystical, metaphysical language that is transformed into most languages, because when they were shipping themselves across the whole globe, they had to have a common name language. Now, that's where this Latin thing come up. Now, you know, all your court dates is in Latin, all your books on the courts, all everything practically in Latin. And you got to have the books, of course. And many of you know this already. I'm just going to go fast through it for those who don't. So get your dictionary with Latin in it and realize you may not be speaking Spanish because they don't know. The Spanish Cubans and Puerto Ricans do not know Old Latin unless they are reading it, and that's very few. So this language that they created has us under a hell of a spell, everybody. It's a spell word, like Sister Shalene say, spell words, many of you have said. But this word today has major consequences now, because even if you don't believe in the COVID, you still will be dragged into the chaos. Just the part I'm trying to get you to see. You're going to be dragged into the chaos. Ain't no way of getting out of it. Even if you go to a remote area of America with the new present-day danger of drones about to take place, you will have no way, no way, unless you strategically got drones that could fight back, of stopping some of this, because it's really you on the watch of not watching. Many of our people are black in power. I just said, Byron, Buffalo. He knows the black community is being definitely outran by the same laws that the civil rights movement put in place. So it's experiment. Let's see how we can get these people to drive out. First, it was on whites. So white folks, you it was experiment as well as another part of the guinea pig, because you need two tests in your part played to the month. Y'all said, oh, no, we can't live amongst them. Y'all fled. Now y'all coming back. All of downtowns across this country is being made for urban sustenance, urban renewal, however you want to call it, the urban league. All was set up for this. You thought it was set up for your benefits. It was set up for order out of chaos. Now let's get into this right quick, because we got to get this. I'm going to get y'all on the lines in the next few minutes. The trick of creating chaos and then seizing power under the pretext of putting things back in order. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? We got to get back to the new normal. What normal? We got to bring everybody back in order because, you know, we've been so chaotic with COVID. See, they put something in your place now. Now, the pretense is that, oh, we got to put everything back in order while they season all your rights, all your powers, all trying to get to your guns. Going to be hard to do. That's going to be the final purge. That's why that movie came out. The forever purge. It's a lot of guns they got in America. So they got a long time to try to get rid of people. One thing I'm going to say before we even get even deeper is the black community always is guinea pigs because the first should be last should be first. You get the person who's least likely. You think, well, would they fall for this? Yeah. Sure they will. Give you a free check. Make you not want to work. I rode through Buffalo and seen so many businesses with signs for hire. Need this. Need that. And you got to scratch your head everywhere you go. Go to Williamsville. Go anywhere. In Amherst. Everywhere. We need this. We need washers. We need electricians. I don't know what the hell going on. But that check must be pretty big. Now, this is what happens when you get a check that's big. It makes you lazy, and it's free, right? It's a free check, according to some people. But it really ain't free. It seems to be free, but it's not. And they got you under the illusion. Now, they're going to cut everything off in September. Evictions. See, your beloved one, they not going to let you get away with not paying your rent. Did you think that? They monitoring you on your economics and see, we gave them free money. What they going to do with it? What they going to do with the money? They know everything you do. You through Zelle. We can find anything you do. Even if you steal from any of your relatives, we can find it. Everybody must know. You must not know you under Panopticon. We did a show. Panopticon means you watching yourself. I got people watching their whole house all day, getting off. Watching your own house all day. You're a panopticon. That's the word. Look it up if you think I'm making this up. Anybody who watch everything, their house, what people do all day, is a panopticon. Like the Decepticons. And that's what you're doing. They give you these apps to look at everything and watch everything because you're panopticons. You're not even really humans no more. You don't know this because guess what? When you create order out of chaos, you got to dumb the people down. Forgot to tell you about that part. So you don't realize how dumb and stupid we all are, including myself. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's like, wow. We watch it happen. Right before our very eyes. Y'all watching people walk right out of stores with clothes now. Used to be the booster had to be undercover playing it off. Now you just go into Burlington and walk right out now. They ain't stopping nobody in Chicago and parts of New York. Just go steal because they creating what? Chaos. See, chaos is going to be, see, this is little bitty chaos. Oh, wait till you get to the big one. When they turn the lights out and the police don't come no more. Because guess what? Hyperinflation has gotten to you. So y'all don't ever even see black folks and white folks ever even really heard the word hyperinflation. Because they never had the experience except through the Great Depression, right? Y'all remember the Great Depression, not me. Y'all heard them talk about all your old people say it was so bad. Well, I'm reading reports where They're going to pull the rug. Big time pull the rug. Big time. You better ask yourself, I don't care how much you brag and talk all this shit. It means nothing to us. Nothing. But once the rug is pulled, no matter how much money you got, how many bad cars you look like you got in the driveway, what you going to do when gas goes to $8, $5? Let's just start with three and five. Three, four, five. I like that. Three, four, five. Just think about that one. Just think about that. Can't get no gas. All you got these big trucks and cars. I know they look good. But how good they going to look when you got to pay $80 to fill it up? All you in the cold regions. They setting you up big time. Big time. I know chicken wings. We in the Buffalo capital of chicken wings. They all went up. 10 chicken wings, $17 now. Got Rick Ross going to thighs and shit. Thighs and legs. Y'all better pay attention. They setting you up. By they setting you up, we should be boycotting any group that is promoting that you must be vaccinated. See, I like sometimes when white folks do what they do. Eric Clapton, one of the greatest guitar players. I'm about to bring it out. All y'all on the line, get your hands up. Eric Clapton, one of the greatest guitarists in the world, said he would not even do a concert no more if they try to segregate the people from this. Now, if you that scared and got vaccinated, you got to be a psychological moron to be able to take a vaccination and still be scared. Think about that one. They have shot me two times now. Not me, y'all. Two times they have shot your ass, and you still scared. Whoa. Unto you who are afraid. Y'all better get ready. Y'all better get ready. Now, let me go and finish this book. I got 5 minutes before I bring the lines in. Now, the chaos is serious. And the puppet masters, which is all you, also your CBS, NBC, all of them who control media, create disorder. So the people will demand order. That's why you always see the same shit on TV. COVID, COVID, COVID. To keep you hyped up. So when they bring in the chaos, you'll be begging for the order. Now they're going to do this, but here are they going to play it off. They're going to say the price of order always entails handing over control and loss of freedom on the part of the citizenry. Out of chaos comes their order. You've been hearing this for all this time. One of the few groups to tell you the new world order is order from chaos. That is why they are saying it all the time. Now, who is the major player? You are, because if you participate in the foolishness of being dumb, of course, they can pull it off. There's always an escape clause. That's why they create divorce. It's always an escape clause. You ain't get out the escape clause. You just going along with the clause, Santa Claus. That's what you're going along with. And no, don't even think about how crazy it sounds that you're doing all this, having conversations in bars about it, as if talking about other states. I heard some dude say, yeah, Florida got it bad. Really, I'm in Florida. Don't look like we got it bad here. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Have you been to Florida? No, you haven't. And because this news, the puppeteer said, oh, Florida, the states that are somewhat fighting back. But like I told you, DeSantis kind of scared me because he did not go after the Cubans when they did that march. He said it was okay. Now, is it because they're part of the Republican Party? Don't know. We'll find out as time go on. But we know there's a war going on these two parties. And let me let you know who are on the side of the fence. You ain't even going to escape that either. It's because you don't, they all the same. Okay, they all the same, but where your ass live at? Ain't you living in the zip code where it's all the same? So you ain't left America, so let's not believe in your mind you're going to escape the shit. That's kind of crazy too, don't you think? I live in the midst of the hood, but I'm going to escape the chaos of the hood when it comes. Yeah, you might live through it, but you're going to be in it. Not like you're going, unless you got some money and you can live out in the ocean, because that's where all your rich super billionaires living, in the high seas. See, they ain't got no land. They pirates. We told you this already. Unless you got a yacht with a heavy supply of fuel and nowhere to get it at, guess what? You on the land. So this program is about freeing the land, and that's in your mind. And let me let you know that they always try to do this. They're going to manipulate everything. the true method of deception and manipulation. Its meaning, ordo ab chaos, in the problem, reaction, solution. They first create the problem. They secondly fan the flames to get the reaction. And then they come with the solution. And y'all all know what the solution is, right? COVID-19 vaccination. Are y'all ready? We about to get this party started. I'm glad to be back in the MIA. For those of you who don't know it, you better ask yourself some questions. You better ask what your government telling you over there. You better ask. You better ask, because come September, you're going to be hearing about they going to jail for not getting the vaccination.
As we race to develop a coronavirus vaccine, your questions are emerging. Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt.
And I'm Steve Atkinson. A lot of people are wondering if the government could force people to get it, or could people who refuse get banned from stores or lose their jobs? ABC 10 News anchor Derek Stahl spoke with a legal expert to get some answers.
Imagine a world where you have to get vaccinated and show proof to go shopping, board a plane, or just go to work. Legally, it could happen, says University of San Diego law professor Dove Fox.
States can compel vaccinations in more or less intrusive ways. They can limit access to schools or services or jobs if people don't get vaccinated. It could force them to pay a fine or even lock them up in jail. Those measures have been adopted in other countries like France, but not so far in the United States.
It all dates back to a Supreme Court case in 1905. The court held that Massachusetts could fine people for not getting vaccinated against smallpox. That case became the basis of vaccine requirements at schools across the country.
Courts have found that when medical necessity requires it, the public health outweighs the individual rights and liberties at stake.
Just last year, New York City passed an ordinance fining people for not getting a measles vaccination. But there's a big difference between what states have the power to do and what Congress could do.
There are these questions, separation of powers, commerce clause questions.
Professor Fox says a federal vaccine requirement would probably get shot down by the current Supreme Court based on a 2012 ruling on the Affordable Care Act. That means we could have a patchwork of different vaccination requirements in different states. Professor Fox says states would need to allow exemptions for people with legitimate medical risks like pregnancy, but not exemptions for other reasons.
Religious exemptions, philosophical ones, have largely been overridden in the name of public health.
However, Professor Fox says recent protests over face coverings show there's a big risk of a backlash here. And just because states have the power to require vaccinations doesn't mean it's the best public policy. Derek Stahl, ABC 10 News.
And legal experts say that private businesses would have the authority to fire workers who don't want to get vaccinated for personal or religious reasons. Companies would just need to show that there are significant costs at stake for having unvaccinated employees.
Now, this is in the courts as we speak. That's why they call it packing the courts. See, y'all didn't realize what the war with Biden and Trump is about the courts, the court system. And they pack the courts, they're going to override. Don't you think immediately, which party would actually, I don't know. I mean, y'all, both of them look crazy, but I got to pick because, you know, like Malcolm said, which one is our meanest one? Look like, I'm telling you, at this present state of mind, y'all tell us which one is going to promote this. I'm bringing y'all all in. It's 30. Remember, to keep order, if you got to go do anything, just mute yourself. I will keep you in the queue. Just come on back, because at the 1 o'clock hour, they may cut you off, and I want to keep all the bones connected. 8554, welcome to the Dry Bones. Helios.
New York, New York, big city of dreams, huh?
Yeah, we dream like a heavy illusion.
Hey, man, hey, I think we really need to start listening to Brother Eddie, because if you look at all the words you said today and just in general and look up the numbers, we can really figure out what's going on. But then you got a lot of people, like you said earlier, who have no desire to look up or research anything. If it's not on the news, you know, and I'm tired of arguing with people. Well, not arguing, you know, just disagreeing with people like that. You just going to have to cut them people loose. I know that's a harsh thing to say, but right now it's about survival. I ain't about having nobody around me being on that dumb shit and bringing my vibe down. I don't care if they're a family member, neighbor. Nah, you got to go. So with that being said, I'm going to take a little different spin this morning by the numbers. Now, you were saying, well, part of the show is problem, reaction, solution, right? That phrase comes up to 8. Order out of chaos. Guess what that number leads up to? 8. That's infinity. The word COVID itself comes up to 19. Ain't that crazy? The word COVID comes up to 19. And
amazing.
Also, yeah, this ain't no damn accident. And
no accident.
Also, let me see here. The word Masonic comes up to 19. Now,
yep.
Let me ask you this, bruh. What happened in the state of Wisconsin last weekend when it relates to sports?
The Milwaukee Bucks, world champions.
Uh-huh. Guess what the state, the word Wisconsin, comes up to as far as the numbers?
Go
33.
Ahead. Oh, my God.
And hey. It was 50 years. That's a 5, bruh, since the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hold on. And since you brought up my man, Brother Eddie, Wednesday nights, y'all. We can't tell you. We done told y'all dozens. We're going to keep telling you.
Yeah.
Here it is. You got to jump on Wednesday nights because we putting it all together. It's called a connection. This is all by connection. Now, let me go there with that. Milwaukee. A lot of shit happened in Milwaukee during the time of the riots, too. They was fucking Milwaukee up.
Right.
So it was like,
and Milwaukee comes up to 5.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what the Bucks, look at the Bucks for me, because that, you know, that's a deer. And, you know, the deer is a very majestic animal. Actually, it's a mystical animal, you know. It has very forestry.
Bucks comes up to 2.
Okay, so. Well, you got to play with 2. It's always 2. That's another thing about why we're going to go with this today. I'm glad you brought that up. See, your brain got 2 hemispheres, and just like the 2 western and eastern hemispheres, they put it at 2 at a pit each other. It's like we battle each other, like the 2 political parties only. And then, of course, in basketball and football, there's 2 teams. And only one of those teams can come out as the one and only. That's almost like the atom splitting from being into 1 and it splits to 2. So it's a lot of mystical stuff to this, and I'm glad that you brought that up. But let's go with what we're talking about, two classes, vaccinated, unvaccinated. My take on what we say about being around people, I think there's people to be reached always. You know why I say that? Because even when somebody don't, the least likely ones say they scared to say that they heard, that they believe that way because they surround them by dummies. Zombies. So if you're surrounded by zombies and you just happen to, and I say zombies, that means you can't love them. I'm saying zombie in mind where y'all are talking to people who just don't perceive it now. That's not nothing to look get mad about. I'm going to tell you why. Because sometimes you could be around a mix of people, don't know who they are, their class, and say something. And it could be 2 won't say a word. Other ones be like talking shit. The 2 to say a word will come to you afterwards and say, yeah, I like what you were saying. Yeah, I know. But they scared. Now, that's why I say this. So zombie movies is real, because if you scared to speak your mind amongst zombies, what they going to do? They want to see the zombie don't bother you when they see you normal. I mean, they see you normal, they come after you. You're not normal. If you have a zombie mind, they ain't got no problem. And that's what that movie was based upon, y'all, basically.
But that's the thing. It's sad. I guess my take off it, too, is all being scared. When we talk about fear, let's look up the word fear real quick. F-E-A-R. Fear is 8.
Yeah.
And it's like, just like the day, the past few days here, it's been 90 degrees. And you still got people walking around in masks and surgical gloves in the heat.
That means their pores, they're blocking their pores. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm in the friendly skies, as Marvin Gaye say, and you know, you flying, and you look at the sky, man, it's so beautiful, everybody. I don't know if y'all haven't fly, I wish you, it's a beautiful kind of thing. But the thing is, you know, the people all got on masks. It's mandatory. The first thing they say, so who controls the air then? Because if y'all been flying, the first thing they say, it's a federal law that if you don't wear this mask,
just
on
like
the
at
airplane,
the VA and the post office, you got to wear a mask. federal.
Right. These are federal. These are federal entities. That's why I say that America got every entity of government. Let me go to get some more callers. I'm going to get you. Keep yourself in the queue. Stay with me because we got a lot of way to go here. Let me go to 5192.
Hey, what's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, didn't the brother also drop 50 points?
Yes, he
yes,
did.
He did.
50 points.
50 points.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that was a total thing. I was like, what? That is the brother. I heard that when the brother brought in his part of the numbers. I was like, and then the brother dropped 50 points. And I was like, man, look at here. But
one more quick thing. Now, check this out. Now, when they won the championship 50 years ago, Oscar Robertson was on that team, right? Now, he went to the University of Cincinnati. Cincinnati comes up to a 5. Come on now.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Go ahead. We're going to hit that. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Cincinnati.
Bro. Go ahead.
But, in relation to the Bucks, the Bucks also symbolize that majestic deer that Artemis. Remember Artemis? And if you you take that back to the cult, Ochosi. But anyway, now what we're seeing around here, man, is chaos. Totally chaos. I'm talking about we're becoming another extension like we've always talked about as far as Gotham City, anarchy. Brothers riding up in the stores with big bags, empty bags, and rolling out. I mean, look around you. It's happening. Look around you. It's,
right.
It's getting serious, bro. And this is why it's going to come a time, like you say, the brothers having those resources, having those things that you could bargain with and barter with. Man, it's getting serious.
Give me the guy out of Order of Chaos in the religion. What would be the God of Chaos? Who should we be? And who is chaotic and who is not chaotic in that form?
Well, it was various forms of chaos. You know, when that book that I showed you, where we
right.
went back to the Ojikun or whatever, and how when we talk about there were so many deities on the right and so many deities on the left, they were both, all of them were chaos, you know. And when we look at the checkerboard, you know, and like we say, things don't happen unless they're given the word that it's supposed to happen, because mm-hmm. both that sat on the left and the right, they were good and bad, but they, unless they were given the right for all this to happen because it's supposed to happen. And see that when we use that same premise, we look at, damn, why did the gods, or why did all these deities, even going back to Tutankhamun or whatever, why did they put all the message on the pyramid, knowing that we're going to be to a place of chaos, and because they know it was written.
Yeah.
It was written
there.
In the stars. So, I mean, it's happening because it's supposed to, but it's supposed to bring us back into the natural governance of natural law.
Give me the name.
Natural law.
Give me the names of the God, because, you know, you're a priest in this, and give me the names of the God of Chaos and the God of Order and the order that you are in.
Well, coming from a Yoruba perspective, you had Orisha Oko. He was a god that symbolized back to the farming industry and being industrious, and because of his hard work and what they did to appease him, or so forth. When the dead, as a tribute to him, when a lot of our ancestors, our family members are buried, they're buried back to the earth. So that was a form of of tribute back to Orisha Oco because of whatever they were giving.
That's not
like given to the soil. Yeah. But then you have various. You had Chango. Chango has different aspects to it. Lightning. His wife, Oya.
It's really natural.
It's natural. It goes. Everything goes back to natural law. And that's what Yoruba is based off of, natural law.
Okay.
Make your point.
I'm going to find this clip for y'all. I'm going to bring everybody in. I got 3364.
Ifa is basically based off of natural law and Ifa. Everything and nature. And everything has a purpose in it and a balance in the chaos.
Who the chaos got? Give the name so that people. So you got to give a duality. Give us the name of the chaos because I know we did a show on this.
All of them are both dualities because
both
you
duality.
Have.
Okay. That's,
yeah, they have. They have
then
different dualities.
That's the two. That's what the brother D said. With the two, it's duality. Everybody face to face. That's why the Gemini is very.
Both, they have both male. They have both
and
male
female.
And feminine female. Perspectives,
and feminine, right.
Depending on
it.
Each and everybody's path.
Now we're gonna get deep because keep that thought. I'm gonna bring some more calls in. We're gonna go deep into this because we ain't got no time. They're gonna take control of all these. If you could take the big boys out of Twitter, Facebook, I hope y'all know they meeting with the FBI and shit, having hearings while you be watching stupidity. They watch it. That's why I say, are you really seeing? They put in the law. They taking natural law away in the courts. Let me go to 3364. We're about to get deep in here. Let's go.
Hey, look here, man. Hey, I sent y'all the text I got, man. I don't know if it's from the government or whatever, saying that thousands of people in my neighborhood took the shot. Why I ain't took it. So I told that to Dr. Lean. He explained, everybody that took that shot, you are tagged. You electronically tagged so they know who took the shot. And they'll send a drone or something over everybody's house. And with me, they sitting over my house, they got a nothing, a blank, a zero, a dark spot. That means I did not take the shot. So that's how they found me and sent me a text asking me why I ain't took the damn shot, man.
Hold on. Now, I've been in a couple states. I know what state you in. I know what region you in.
Georgia.
You telling me
yes, sir.
They sent a thing because you heard Biden. Now I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna let you keep going. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you some more time and time in the stands. I seen mm-hmm. Biden say that they know who did not take the shot. I heard Biden say it. He said we know who did not take the shot. Now go. They sent you a letter. Go ahead. Go.
They sent a text, man, saying why haven't I taken the shot? Thousands of people in my community took it. But I didn't take it. So, like I say, Dr. Lean explained how they do it because everybody that takes a shot, they tag their ass. So all they got to do is send a drone or a satellite over anybody, and they could tell if you took the shot, you in the system. So they got you electronic. Anybody like me on the call that didn't take
and
it,
you,
they send that shit over me. Huh?
But brother, let me just say this. So you give yourself. So
yes, sir.
Now I've been knowing you for a minute on these programs. You've been saying this way before. You've been saying this way before people who – you actually are a trendsetter because I remember how times we had. And remember, they put them in the people – stay with me because I want everybody to know this. The people they would call the tag community, they were using experiments on that community. So when people say, they watching me. Mary Neal, love Mary Neal, ATL. Mary Neal, she passed. Bless her soul. She told me long time ago. That's why I say I go to the heart of the people. I don't get it for I get it from the people. Just like that's how I met you. And it's a thing on. They was experiment with this community first. They call it the mentally ill. They want to deem you mentally ill, whatever they want to deem you. Now here's what they tell me. They had no. This if y'all do the reading, what Brother West just told you. What Brother West just told you is real. He been saying, Brother West, you an icon. You really don't know it. You've been saying this. I've been knowing you for just at least six, seven years, and we've been
yes, sir.
From this. You've been saying this, and think what they're doing now. You said they're sending drones. Oh, you said this long. They're gonna send drones over our house. We all said this. Drones are flying. I might have to get a drone. Now I'm gonna tell y'all something. Y'all ain't gonna like this. I'm gonna let you go right after this, brother West. Continue. I know some of y'all connect. I suggest y'all get some drones. I ain't lying. I'm not making this up. You have to think about it. I have to get one of my damn stuff because I said, man, are you able to see your whole neighborhood? And I'm going to say this for those who don't know. We need to have a drone patrol in your neighborhood. You must police differently in your mind because, see, for those of you who are going to get really deep in this, you got to see who's coming in your way. And you can only fly there at a certain altitude or the F. You must get registered, first of all. Let's make this clear. Getting a drone is a deep concept. You got to get with the AVA. They want to know where you got that drone at so you know they're about to do a drone war because people are buying drones in bulk. So go ahead. You jump in. Keep it going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I talked to a brother. He was telling me he took two shots, right? I said, what you take, man? Which one, the Pfizer, Moderna? He don't know which one he took. I said, what you did? You went to Walmart or somewhere, they took it? He said he called the health department. They came to his house and gave him two shots, man, to his house. Then he pulled out the receipt on his phone, you know, the little COVID receipt. And he didn't even know. He said, well, this is what I took. This is my receipt. And he took the Moderna two shots, man. He didn't even know what the hell he took, man. But he got that receipt. He was happy than a dog eating a pork chop, man, that he got them two shots. I said, damn, bro. Well,
anyway, hey, Wes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was at the car wash a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to his brother. He just happened to be a police officer. He took the first shot. He didn't tell me which one, but he said he will not take that 7-1. He said he admitted he fucked up by taking it. So he said he letting everybody know, take them.
I know it's true because I met somebody. Don't name nobody, but I met somebody myself. Said they took the shot in the below. Said they had a headache. They said, I got a headache. I was shocked because I'm going to be honest with y'all, everybody. People are like happy to take the shot because they think they're going to go back to a normal life. Do you see how deep this is? You ain't got you taking a shot to feel like you going back to a normal life. Let's keep this program going.
In L.A., they already mandated the mask then, so that ain't normal.
Man, that's
yeah,
God,
boy,
I appreciate it. And then we will, you know, listen to what, and then we're going to do something. Because I want y'all to think. It ain't illegal yet. You better think. It ain't illegal yet. Go ahead. Jump in.
Yeah, Driver, I appreciate you opening up my line over there in Region 1 up there next to Boston. You bring some good info today. It's been a little while since I called, and I just usually like to hear the family. But I like what you were saying with the Opticon. I like what you were saying with the Latin. And understand that the Latin, like you said, Hispanics, they all really understand the old Latin, which is really ecumenical law. Now, don't get me wrong, family. I'm not trying to stay in their system, but we got to understand their system. I can't go to the heavens yet until I find out what's going on the earthly. So in the earthly drive on, like you were saying, the Opticon workhouse, that's a prison undercover, if I understand what that is. So now, like you identified the Opticon, so you made my home, a.k.a., even though it's not a workhouse, somewhat of a prison to have me looking up. Here's the next thing, Drybone. I like what you're doing. So I'm kind of not so much concerned. I'm still at awe to how Biden turns around and says, we got to change the infrastructure. Now, the first thing he said with infrastructure was physical, which he was talking about roads and things of that nature. He's going to kick out 1.5 trillion. Then he said human infrastructure, he's going to kick out 3.5 trillion. Now, that doesn't even make sense to me, but if you go look up this infrastructure thing, it started back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
So they were kicking this around for how long? When they were identifying where they're getting ready to go. Now, this is why I like how you come forth, Brother Drybone. There's nothing new under the sun. You're right. How did the British Empire deal with the subjects who never promoted anything, a.k.a. the tax, to make sure the monarch kept growing? They got rid of them.
Yep.
Because they're in the garrison. They produce nothing. They don't pay the tariff. We got to get rid of them. So you're right. They're cleaning house. That's why they're buying up all the land, a.k.a. Blackwater, and then they're going to take those individuals. So when they start this road, this rebuild to the road, to the whatever the Chinese are doing, they're going to rent that land out to them to give them housing while they create this new thing called infrastructure in the physical to build the bridge. And the bridge is no more than a railroad system that they took away from the continental. Think that
now. Wow.
Because it's always about the money. So let's go to the next one. So now if they're going to build, the money up, they need to get certain paupers, a.k.a. peasants, who offer nothing while in the community, a.k.a. garrison, out the way and bring in these new jokers and give them housing while they get ready to set up for the next journey to what they're trying to do to make connection to each land through railroads.
Hold on. You going? You got another 3 minutes. I'm giving you more time. Hold on.
Because I'm looking at it with you, brother. Drive on.
He gave you the name, everybody. He broke it down. He said the garrison, and he told you they need to get rid of the garrison. Now, y'all better look the words up, because I ain't got time. We ain't got much time. Y'all got cell phones all day. Go ahead. Now go with the garrison. You got a whole new taxation. That's why they want to have the shot, so they could now tax their revenue. Their revenue can't be no more like we could. Keep it going.
Because we got to get rid of the Protestant way, because that shit don't pay no more. No more charity.
Keep going.
So
keep
watch
going.
This. So who is always accepting charity? The public. Who are they gearing the shots towards? The public. Are the private taking the shot? And now they keep talking about the new infrastructure, the public and the private together. Well, if the private is taking, well, let me show you the private. Do the private go down to the public health clinic to get a shot, or will they go to their own physician? They would go to their own physician, but their physician's not giving them a shot because they don't have a doctor of medication.
Wow.
See?
The word garrison comes up to five, too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, shit.
Now, why am I saying this? We're not trying to tear it down because we can't tear it down because we didn't build it. But my point is, that's why we kept saying, before you sign anything, learn the Latin, a.k.a. the contractual language. Get out of the line of that receiving free shit and make yourself private as you can. But they won't make you private because you set up in a rental area. And that's what we're talking about, buy the land. And as you're in the rental area, that's why they're coming into your territory, because you offer nothing to that district under attack, a.k.a.
Yeah.
The carbon.
Yeah. Hold on. That's so deep right there, because the carbon tax is coming. Now, we had a festival there in the B-Low. I'm going to give a shout-out to somebody. I got to get shout-outs because, of course, that was so deep. Let me go to a commercial now. That was good there. Oh.
And y'all want to hear the word, the definition, the etymology of garrison real quick? It means store, treasure, from old French, garrison, defense, protection, safety, security, crops, food, salvation, healing, recovery, and cure from gear, take care of product, or defend.
There you go. That's why I love.
Sound like a cube, right? Sound like a cube to me. Sound like a cube.
Etymology is the key. That's why I was. Those you on the line who know about
the key,
etymology,
brother.
You got to look up. That's why I was so glad when he said those, because remember we said a long time ago with shows that y'all done and we all done, they had to get the white folks who was dumb out of the prisons. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Australia was a penal colony. Look up Australia today. Yeah. They got the most strictest COVID law ever. You can't even talk in a grocery store no more in Australia. Go look it up. Australia. I go on world news now. I see that. Your mind got to go. Australia is a penal colony. Look up their new COVID laws. We about to see some shit we never thought we'd see before.
Hey, don't forget Georgia.
Can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing quickly?
Go ahead.
I appreciate you bringing a video one time, and I hope you can find it again, because it was a bunch of the Anglo-Saxon, a.k.a. white folks, coming together, and then you showed us a tape where the announcer or the narrative came back and say, they're not gearing this towards you. You brought that shit 2 years ago. I forget what it was. And the white boy settled down and said, oh, okay. You opened our eyes. The white boy said, oh, because he was hostile in the beginning. And then whoever it was that was taking on the topic said, they're not talking about you. They're talking about somebody else. I wonder who that somebody else was.
Yeah, it was.
Why they in our neighborhoods with the shot?
It was a congressional hearing, and a white man was reading the minutes. I'm going to find it. It's somewhere. The man said, asked him some questions, and he started reading off what was to be done if a certain event took place. When he got to a line, he was so shocked by what he seen, he couldn't hardly even talk. He said, oh, my God. He said, oh, my God. And then he went to reading it, man. Now when I seen that, I knew. My spirit say, these motherfuckers going to do. Now, today's program, you look what I put on the clips. I want y'all, those of you on the internet who love looking at clips and videos, because y'all visual, you're getting the whole clue right there in those clips. Now, it's not America. The original America, the original flag, because they're defamed you from hating America because you, I mean, black folks should be almost ashamed to not know that you navigated this and was on all the ships. I mean, it's almost phenomenal to me to know that the hierarchy of thinking can dumb us down this long, and they black who did it. I'm about to get deep now, CJ. So y'all don't know that the black face is the most recognized face in academia. And you think there's not a black face, a real one, that is navigating this whole damn thing. And what kills me is it's the black woman. They know who the dumbest and the smartest are through DNA. They already got it. They took it.
Well,
DNA.
They all
in
black face is hate. Own the Milwaukee Bucks,
yeah.
Man. They say a black woman own the Milwaukee Bucks, whether y'all know it or not.
Hey, there you go. And I want you to know, they did something I've never seen before. Never seen before, first time ever, the losing coach came into the damn winners and gave Giannis. Now, here's where it gets deep, y'all. Remember I told you a long time ago, our people lie? Now, Giannis is Greek. I'm so glad he won. See, it validates my facts. I've been saying how we've been lying. How the Greeks white? And y'all be talking about, oh, the Greeks hate the Greeks. Hate the Greeks. How you going to hate the Greeks and you the Greeks? See, the Greeks, that's why he played so tough. He had to get 50 points. That was a Masonic game, y'all. That was the best game, most watched game, and probably when they do this analysis, watch and see.
A dry bone.
Go ahead.
And what state, what region is the state of Wisconsin in?
Oh, yours.
Oh, that's in four.
Yeah.
Region 4.
Yeah.
I mean,
Region 5.
Now, there you go.
I'm so glad because a lot of people, like I say, I deal with what we are. I deal with what we are. Each state is different, but you're in the region, everybody, regardless. And I'm so glad I found out, and I'm telling everybody, if you think your state ain't part of a region, you don't know what's really going on. So I just think of you as a zombie. I love you, but I'm not getting no deep conversation. We're going to talk about how we're going to find the next. My cousin got a club. Let's go there. That's what we're doing with y'all. But we ain't doing nothing deep with y'all because we know unless, that's what I'm going to tell you. See, it's our people who you think ain't the least likeliest because they come. You know, this generation is hackers that we produce. I'm about to get deep, y'all. The DNA we produce now is hack shit. They can hack. They can get in everybody's business. They can find who. All they got to do is see the mail. All they got to do is see. So they don't taught this generation to be hackers. See, that's why I say, I'm not going to go into people's, but see, your DNA has a lot to do with what's going on. Because if your kid's able to decode shit, they telling you how'd you find that? Oh, we just went into this thing. You go, huh? What thing? They the ones finding all this shit. the Zelle, Cash App, whatever else is going on. So I'm watching them. You better watch who you're around, because just because you think you don't want to be in this, that's fine. But you're in it. You're living it. Your kids, your offspring is into this. Just leave one of your emails open. They could zap your ass with a bunch of shit. They find out everything you can find out about your ass. They can look you up right now. Go over your house, because the drone's already been there. Brother Wesley's proved that. The drone's already been over your properties. All you got to do is punch in the city court. If you look for houses like we do, you'll see everybody's house. You'll know who owns a house and doing who don't. You'll know all that shit. You know who got shit, don't got shit. That's how the shit is. That means it's called public records, right? It's called public records.
Now, smart meters.
Huh? Smart meters. But
smart,
public records.
Smart meters.
Yeah.
Right. But we allowed. Yeah. Now, hold on. Now, here's where I get local. This is where I get with the local shit. I'm going to get all y'all. I'm going to get some callers coming up, but I want to just make y'all get in the same. See, this is where you can't keep blaming people. See, I'm put here to see in the dry bone allegory, he even asked the motherfucker. He said, son of man, can these niggas live? He said, only thou's knowest. That was the question. Now, the thou's knowest got a question mark. That's the Riddler. See, you the equation, black people in America. You hate your land, you've been told. You got black folks fine, ugly, on the internet telling you they want you to do all this. And you follow. You got rappers. You should boycott this shit. Because you know why? Bottom line, you still the energy force. Regardless, you got to work. That's energy. They just want to know where their energy is at, so they put a decoder in you called a virus or a vaccination or a vac. So they can suck you up when necessary. So the vac is in you already. It's in me because they gave us shots back in the day that's still on my arm. Now, obviously, our parents did not know this. Now, they didn't get us good. Something happened. It's because the polio virus they gave us probably wasn't what they gave us. I want y'all to think to who in the 50s and going in their 60s right now. You got it on your arm. Anybody say, what's that? Young people say, what's that? That's what. See, they got beyond that because they want you to be untraceable. So they know they gave me this, but they know they ain't gave me the COVID. See, they know they gave me this. I saw my arms, but they ain't give me the COVID. So I want y'all to realize something. You answered your own question. Now, how can you go? Mm-hmm. Now, McAfee died showing you that you got to be encrypted. Now, if you don't think you can be able to talk on a show like this much longer, on mine or Bev's, whatever else you listen to, you got to be crazy.
Hey, Bones, Eddie said to pull him up 708-602 when you get a chance.
Where he at? I'm looking for him now. Lines lit. Okay, seven. I got. Okay, I'm bringing Brother Eddie too, because Brother Eddie on Wednesday nights. What did you say you on? Last four. Just give me the last four.
No, he just gave me the first six, 708-602.
There we go. Okay. Wednesday night, y'all. Go ahead, brother.
Greetings, family. How can y'all hear me?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Man, I'm loving this because y'all all on point, and I'm going to stay in order. And me, order is bringing the numbers in because order comes to three, and you gave everybody 3 minutes. So I'm going to take my 3 minutes in order, my brother. So right quick. Just to give people a rundown on what you've been saying, that three, as the brother said earlier, deals with the public. When you are the public, public comes to 21, three. And the public now took the goddamn shot. Shot is 21, three. See, and we all dealing with this lying-ass government. Government comes to 39, which is a three, and basically lies. The lie you listening to is 12. It's a three. So let's go back to what everybody's talking about dealing with this sporting event, which is actually spiritual, because we give too much energy to the sports and not the universe. So right quick, we talked about the Bucks just won in 50 years. That's that five. And I said, stay on your five this whole year. Because your five is your interpretation comes to five. 59, 5 + 9 is 14 to 5. And what? 50 years ago, Oscar Robertson and Lou Alcindor won the championship. Do we know that one day after that, Lew Alcindor changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's
and as
right.
You said, as you said, Giannis scored 50 points. That's a five. He had, what's that, five block shots.
And 14 rebounds.
14, come on now. Come on, can we see it? But here's the spiritual, y'all. Mm. Did y'all get into the celestial event that just happened this week? The full moon. What was it called, damn it? It was called the Buck Full Moon. The Milwaukee
wow.
Bucks, y'all. Y'all don't know what's happening. Y'all don't see this shit. It's spiritual, baby. And we call on the dumb shit because we're not spiritual, y'all. The solution is right there behind the words and how we balance the word is to see the number behind every goddamn word we speak. We break this fucking code. Code is five. We breaking the code, but we still missing it because we all over the place and we not putting the damn numbers behind the words that come out of our own damn mouth. It's right in front of us. Like they say, it's hidden in plain sight. And I'm listening to us, and we kind of somewhat all over the place, and we're not refining the information that we're giving to one another. So I don't want to overstep my 3 minutes. I love you, family, because y'all giving it, and I'm just saying everything.
No. You ain't got to overstep 3 minutes when you got, what, 3 hours on Wednesday night. Y'all better hit up on Wednesday night is what I'm trying to tell y'all. That's what
yes,
I'm trying
sir.
To tell y'all. I what I'm trying. Hey man, let me go this with this because you know that. Now, let's get to the chaos. Now the chaos took part in Milwaukee. You understand? The chaos. Remember all that Black Lives Matter stuff that we had. Milwaukee was a key pivotal player in the chaos. Now, when I say the order. The order means you come out glorious because the mission is accomplished. So give me that your thoughts on how the chaos, because I want y'all to know order and chaos, you got to have some chaos. So the chaos from the so-called summer before where they would burn up shit and all this bullshit and burn up the districts, reline the districts to lower the value. Once you riot, your value goes down, everybody. Just look up the riot.
Mm-hmm.
In Massachusetts, you heard. You was the case. My brother was on earlier. You was the case in that region for them to go and be able to use the COVID on us is the witch hunt, the Salem witch hunt. Now, let me ask you, what's your thoughts on how they're using this Milwaukee, the chaos? Do you think there's some type of glorification because of all this of celestial that you named? Because is that their time? They figured it out through celestially. Be able to give us the signs. I mean, that's amazing. You figured. I mean, you was able to even see this. What's your thoughts on how they use the chaos on Milwaukee?
Yes, because when we look at it, another word for chaos is called crazy, and I think we use crazy more than chaos. Motherfuckers saying, "Man, these motherfuckers acting crazy, crazy, crazy." Well, crazy is 12. That's that three. Order is 21.
Mm-hmm.
See, they never brought the crazy in order to get the order within the public. And you said something beautiful that I've been saying all this summer, once summer started, on the summer solstice. We all having fun in the summer, but as you say, September, are you ready for the goddamn fall? Because y'all finna fall, family. Y'all ain't seeing this shit by number.
Yeah.
We finna fucking fall, see, because they setting us up, and it's right in our face behind the numbers. We just have to bring the balance to the word. By the number.
Mm. Mm. Wednesday night, y'all. Hey, y'all think y'all getting 3 minutes. Y'all better go for the whole 3 hours. What y'all best to do? Hey, stay with me, man. Let me get some more callers. I got a few. I got y'all on the line. Let me get the queen in. She brought a lot of this up, too. 9927. B-Lo, I got a lot of B-Lo on the line. B-Lo, how
hey.
Are you today, baby?
Hi, everyone. As awesome as always. So the COVID, the clip that you played about the media, the chaotic media, always saying, imagine, what they imagine. So they want to program you to imagine if you get arrested for not taking the vaccine. Imagine that you can't buy anything. They're programming people to actually put a scenario in their head to imagine that you, because you're not vaccinated, which they put in effect already, because Brother Russ said he was being monitored and by a drone and sent a damn letter that because he's not non-vaccinated. I'm not non-vaccinated, so all of us are going to be getting letters soon. In Israel right now, they're protesting. They're saying it's discrimination against people that are non-vaccinated, which it is, non-vaccinated, and are, you know, and they're in front of their president calling him, making discriminating, just like Biden did, talking about the non-vaccinated killing everybody. No one has dropped dead in front of me yet. No one. I have not been wearing my mask. I've been around people. I'm waiting for them to drop dead. He came out of his mouth and said, and nobody's paying attention to this shit. He came out and said that non-vaccinated is killing everyone. How? Have you seen anybody drop dead in front of you yet? Bones, you was around your family. Did any of them drop dead?
None.
None of them dropped dead, right?
Definitely not at the bar. They ain't dropping dead. They dropping dead nowhere else.
Okay. But Biden said that. So we should be protesting against that because he just committed a crime. He committed a crime and lied on national television and said that the non-vaxxers are killing everybody. Then he gets the media to back the bullshit up. Then he gets what's that chick name? The one that always comes on, you should get a vaccinated. What is she? The one, the spokesman for him. What is her?
Saki. Jane Saki. Look at her name. Start with a P and Saki.
She gets on there lying.
That's a hell of a name, y'all. Y'all better look her name up. I want y'all to look her name up. Go ahead.
Lying to the public. Oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you are harming other people. Even when you're vaccinated, you need to put on a mask because we have this Delta variant. So y'all took, because Delta 8 was, Delta 8 variant was in the news, which is what? A CBD strand or a hemp strand, a marijuana strand, a cannabis strand. Delta 8 been in the news. So y'all decided, how about we just make up some shit? We're going to take Delta, and then we're going to take variants from the Delta 8 strand, and then we're going to put it together and tell everybody, well, there's a new virus that's hitting everybody now. It has mutated into a Delta virus, and we need y'all that's vaccinated to at least start wearing your masks again. We might need to lock down. There's people dying from the Delta variant. I ain't heard nobody dying from the Delta variant.
It was and sister, the word lies. Delta comes up to 19.
Hold on. Stop. You got 3 minutes. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. I want you to say something since he said that the Delta, ain't that a female fraternity?
Yes.
There you go. Let's keep it going. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. That's some deep shit.
Okay. I'm just saying, I know everyone's seen this scenario here on the stage and that put it together. But they are seriously lying in front of everybody. How are you not going to see the lie? How do you not see the lie? How can your mind not see the lie? Your mind has to see the lie. Without your mind, you're not going to be able to see. So like you said today, Bones, we're dealing with zombies, for real. Because how could you not see this man commit
a zombie?
National TV.
Yeah. The man said it. I seen it. The man said, and people in B-Lo know, they the ones. I love B-Lo so much. Thank you, y'all. It's impossible for y'all not to see this. This man, the man came on national TV and said the unvaccinated is the reason for this. Now, if this was Trump, you motherfuckers on the line and all over the fucking 10 regions would have been berserk by now. You would have been berserk. But this man told you that if you got a summons, Brother West, you should really be number one in Atlanta. I might put some money in you if you run. We're going to put you on the all-seeing party. Now, if you could tell me in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm talking to y'all because y'all, you know I know y'all. If y'all could look at this man told you that you run around in Georgia with the CDC in Georgia, niggas everywhere not wearing no mask. I'm going to say niggas because I can say it because I've been called enough and not called by my own family. So guess what? It's a real word to me. Now, it's a witchcraft word. Nigga ain't a bad word. Takes you to the real word if you go look it up, really.
Now, hey, you know Georgia, Wisconsin was part of those states they call in the recall, right?
Right. The recall.
That ain't no accident, bro.
Ain't no accident. There ain't no accident. Now, y'all got to ask yourself, y'all. The government in Georgia, I'm going to Georgia now. Region 4, the capital of Region 4. See, Miami ain't even the capital. Atlanta is the capital of Region 4. Now, you don't know this. Ain't my fault by now. If Atlanta has got all this money coming in from George Soros, it can be traced. Don't y'all go on the black web. Don't you got young kids that love to look at crazy shit? You better utilize their ass right now and say, how can I get more money, guys? Let them give you a scheme. Yeah, I'm not going to say that because that's all I can say. Anyway, let's keep this part going because the money has changed, y'all. I put a show out years ago, Fedcoin. Y'all was on there. Ain't like this is like we saying something new. Y'all was on there. Fedcoin, the federal government. Thank you, brother Lakeland. Lakeland, love you, man. Cable told you, baby. Hey, think about it.
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead.
Hey, you had a young brother up here, 19 years old. He worked for Kroger, the grocery store, right? And
right.
Somehow or another, he came up with a scheme where he made $1 million stole from Kroger's when he was sending in some refunds or something over the World Wide Web, man. This dude made $1 million, man. That's
yeah.
A sharp brother, man.
That's dude. I said we got kids. If you ain't got a relative, you ain't identified, if you ain't got children or kids, you can't identify. That's, hey, y'all better look at who got the...
19 years old, huh?
19.
Drive on. You on top of it.
One of the richest crypto people is from Buffalo.
That's the word.
He had to leave the country. He had to leave the country because when you get this rich, you got to be a pirate, y'all. Now, do you want to be pirates, really? You just want to be... That's what I'm saying. So you got to look at what you're looking at. Now, do you really... Some of y'all want to be on the land, but you're admiring pirates.
Yep.
Because, see, this is why I don't understand how y'all don't get this. Now, the richest
Tom
group
Brady.
Hold on. The richest group. I'm going to open the line so we can get this deeper. The richest group. Let's go global. Let's go global for a minute. I'm going to just do the pirates. I love Disney. Disney put a big dildo up the rock ass. His ass is a rock. He's a rock of Gibraltar. Everything he do shows you what's going on. The rock. He's a rock of Gibraltar. I'm going to say it one more time. See, those of you talk about two, look up the two. I gave you. Leon gave you, Brother Kwame, bring you next, Brother Kwame. I got you coming. I promise you. I want you to roll. You're going to get more than 3 minutes. You're going to get six because guess what six means? Turn into what? A nine. Let's keep it going. Now. Now, all you got, yeah, because you can reverse the numbers, y'all. I mean, look, y'all, an eight is really a three together.
Is that right?
I mean, come on. We ain't that dumb. The first flag of America, which is the deepest flag, is the one the snake eating itself. Okay. Now, all I want to say to y'all is this ain't nothing new. It's that you may be catching on that my man used to say, but they said catch up. It's all about the catch up. That's why y'all love Heinz. Who owns Heinz? Everything that's a cult, y'all love Heinz. catch up.
Heinz 57 sauce.
Heinz 57. See, this ain't about accident, man. Now, I got France on the line. I got France on the line. Now, I want you to know, I got some people dealing with France and stuff. The euro is more than America. The euro is more than our money, y'all. I don't think y'all even know that. The euro. I seen euros. That's why Jay-Z tried to warn you. But see, he in the car. He can only warn you once before they kill him. He go over one, he finished. Let's go. Yep. Let me get some callers in here. Let me go to Brother I'm going to go to Brother Kwame. Kwame, I'm going to give you six because you deserve it. Go ahead.
Greetings, fam. What's up? Anyway, you know, it's really powerful in the way that we're disclosing all of this from a cosmic, a galactic, and an earthly, because this is the way the attack is. And it's in divine order that today is July 25th, which, if you understand the galactic, is that this is when Sirius aligns with the Pyramid of Giza, and the star Sirius shines into the Queen's Chamber, travels through the chambers, and brings light to the reflection pool, and this is what makes the Nile River rise, and this is what begins the new year in that land on the continent. So what we're doing, and Eddie pinpointed it, because we had Sirius connecting, and then you had the Buck Moon, which is indigenous. And so
you're talking
and
about
what did you have?
Moon, man. The
orange
sun. Hold on. Let him get his 6 minutes. Then y'all can jump in after six minutes.
Yeah.
Right. But what you said, and the indigenous is called the Buck Moon, is because this is the season in which the bucks, after they've shedded their horn and made it, they began to grow their new antlers for the fall season. So this is why it's called that, and looking at from an indigenous. But what you really got to was when you went back and thanked Brother West for, you know, that piece saying that they had sent in drones over, because drones are nothing but the new police force. And so what we have to do is go back to what you started off with, was the Supreme Court decision, which was the decision dealing with the court case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts in 1905 with the smallpox. This is the thing. Massachusetts law empowered the Board of Health of individual cities and towns to enforce mandatory free vaccinations for adults over the age of 21. Because in them doing this and having this set up, this law, is because Jacob, when he was in Sweden, when they dealt with the part of dealing with the smallpox vaccination, and his childhood vaccination had gone badly, leaving him with a lifelong horror of the practice, because that vaccination messed that person up. And so what he was suing was that we should not be forced to take this, because this thing is causing lifelong interactions with the human taking this vaccination. But what the court withheld and said that by law, the policing power of a state must be held to embrace at least such reasonable regulations established directly by legislative enactment to protect the public health and safety. This is why they made it a pandemic, is because they use this in being able to step into this law and use this law to be able to begin to patrol, police, and make people submit to this vaccination. But more than why is it that people are being able, because you're microchipped. You're being chipped in order for them to know exactly what's going on. And when you said the hackers of the children, because our children are coming in with new DNA codes, is why they can work with the frequency of this coding, is because they're born with the new coding. And so with them being able to take that coding and be able to hack into the code, because what did we just come from out of the 60s, from the 1800s, in our captivity was the Jim Crow, to now the children know that Jim Crow is over, our parents fixed that. But now we got to deal with this Jim code. The new Jim Code is the new laws of algorithms and codes. So what we're seeing now is what we're fighting for is called a cosmic sin. Anytime a cosmic sin defines that if you destroy a people's culture and civilization, you've committed a cosmic sin. You've gone against the laws of the universe, the cosmos, and nature. And this is what we're battling right here and now with each one of us here with our special purpose to bring the energy to align with. There's no coincidence that it's on the day of the day out of time and the full moon just happening in order for us to resonate our voices to decode the code with Eddie and the numbers and Brother Derek, because we have to understand the tools to defeat this spiritual war that we're fighting.
Brother Kwame, did you know today was Emmett Till's born day also? This ain't no accident.
Right. But did you know, too, that today in 1932, mm-hmm. 89 years ago, is when the Tuskegee experiment happened. That's
wow.
When it started.
And the word pandemic comes up to a 5, too.
Right.
It's all connected,
and
bro.
But this is what they're using, biological warfare. Because they attempted to, the genocidal process can't be done straight out. They have to find avenues in which to depopulate the planet by any means necessary.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Hold on. Bro, again.
Hi, Drybone.
Yes. Somebody's in there.
In reference to the COVID, I don't know if anybody heard about the Congress people in Texas. There was a bill passed for the new election laws. And one of the election laws is requiring verification, voter ID verification. So what happened was Congress flew, they ordered a private jet. They were on the jet with no mask.
Right.
They had some Miller Lite, and they were partying. Then they chartered a bus. They go on from state to state. And, oh, wait a minute. They were all vaccinated. So basically they were saying that their excuse was since they were vaccinated, they're okay to be able to travel the plane without masks when they make people in our country that flies vaccinated, because the airline constantly says, even if you've been vaccinated, you must wear a mask. But these Democrats on this plane had no mask on. And then they came up with this other little ploy. Oh, I just noticed one of them, you know, they didn't have masks on, so they caught COVID. Oh, really? So now they caught COVID. But if you all remember, they said if you take the vaccine, you won't get COVID. You can go back to your normal life. So now they get to the White House, and they don't know who actually caught it. But they caught it, and it's a good possibility that the vice president got it now. Because now they're trying to do damage control because they look like fucking idiots on the plane without a mask, but mandating everybody else to wear it. So Biden has a town hall meeting, and I don't know, another thing, if you guys are wondering about Trump has filed a lawsuit. He is suing Google, Facebook, you know, Twitter, all the ones who censored the president of the United States. Okay, so comes out to find out now the Biden press secretary is saying, yes, we do speak to Facebook on a regular basis to make sure we don't have misinformation on their platform. Ooh. This is called collusion. So the lawsuit that Trump has filed, he's going to win, especially if the press secretary openly said to the world, we do censor people. And what did they censor people over? COVID-19. They said that they did not let you speak about the vaccines on Facebook and Twitter. They told you that, oh, if you talk about China created the virus, that was a no-no. They censored you. Okay, so they have, whenever it came to COVID-19, the big media has came in place like, we don't want misinformation. So the lawsuit was going to go just like, oh, belly down, because they're saying that, oh, well, they're not, Trump doesn't have any rights because our Congress gave them this protection over 231 that no one can sue them, which is, you have to ask yourself, who would give the media that's online protection? They are acting as a news media because they tell you what you can and cannot say. So anyway, in a nutshell, all of this is going to come out that China created the virus, okay? Dr. Fauci helped them do the taxpayers' money, and big media has been censoring us, whoever tells us what's actually going on with this fake COVID-19. And this new strain is coming out, guys. It's just another form of frightening and scary. You know, in Buffalo, New York, most of my people there, they are very shaken up over COVID. So if you look at all the Democrat-ran cities that control the media, they are pressuring them, and these citizens here to really believe in this COVID-19. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it wasn't as powerful as they wanted it to be. It's nothing more than a flu, a common cold. You do get sick, and when you get sick and your chest gets sore, if you don't lose, when you're sick with the flu, you do lose your appetite. I mean, whoever had a cold and said, oh, I want to go eat all this food. So the taste and all this stuff, y'all, it's the COVID-19 is just to kill the United States economy, because we're the giant, giant country, and not just in manpower, but our laws facilitate for freedom here, and they don't allow us to be slaves like the rest of the country. And we, you know, I'm enjoying the show, and thank you, Dry Bones, always for, you know, bringing us opportunity to express ourselves and learn from each other. But we have to spread the news, that we have to wake people up, because they are in a trance with this COVID-19. It's not real. Right, it's there. Just to take our country down.
Sounds like the COVID-19 is in that shot.
It isn't that.
Remember a couple weeks ago, a few of the New York Yankees tested positive, and those are the ones who took the shot already?
Right. Now, hold on. Everybody, if you're going to talk, remember, if you hear Apple, just mute yourself for a minute. Do not take it. I'm not going to mute you unless I have to. That's going to show you that they are able to infiltrate everything. If I have to mute people after I told you I won't mute you, you don't think I'm not dumb enough to know we have known who it is. Okay, let's keep it going.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say
something. Let me get this, because I want to get this picked up. You know, we got to do a time frame. I want everybody, I'm going to get everybody a bunch of time to talk, believe me. We'll go as long as they let us. I this report that I've been getting from people, because remember, I'm watching all. We got a lot of people into the civil rights movement in Buffalo. That's where Harriet Tubman led the northern trade of the. See, they never want to tell you about the Southern Railroad. The Southern Railroad was built by Flagler. Look at the name of it. That's how everybody got from those states into Florida. Everybody's here. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, you name it. And then they stayed in the middle, because some people don't want to hear another language. See, that's where you in the urban areas better wake up. There are going to be apps available, apps. You're going to have to get instant translator, because your brain at a certain age ain't going to have the time unless you're screwing or having sex with a person of another language where it will force you mentally to learn it. Now, if you got the fortitude and strength to go through a course, that's on you. You may have it, and I'm going to applaud that. But normally, the brain works through survival. So if your pussy source or dick source is of another language, you will learn that language quicker. That's a fact. No, you don't want to hear the facts. But the facts matters. Now, unless your job depends on you learning this language, that's the second source. Because, again, sex, revenue. They all work together. That's why it's called S. With the two slashes, it's sex. You got to get deep now. You ain't got time to waste. Sex is the number one seller of the globe. If you haven't learned this out now by women, and you get mad because your man has sex appeal, and you may not have as much sex appeal as him, and you become jealous.
You don't know the sex is 14, which leads up to five, too. Hold on, I'm about to get dry bones. Jump in. I want y'all to know something.
I can't hear you.
The part of saying sex is it's an acronym for the spiritual energy exchange. That's why it's so powerful, too.
And what is happening is... Hold on, I want you to say that. Go ahead, finish this point. I'm going to comment. Go ahead.
Right, and this is the power of what they're able to do with the sex magic, and you can use it for good. You can use it to where you can manifest by unifying with the divine feminine, and bringing down the cosmic through her womb to make another nation, or you can do it for the destruction of a nation. And so this is the part in which they're utilizing it. This is why sex is, like you said, it's a world class business.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is learning how to use the power of male-female energies. The two opposites come together in order to do what? This is how you procreate through that, because you can't make a baby through a Hershey Highway.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this. The Hershey Highway, Hershey's, I know you like chocolate. Chocolate's good for you, cocoa. Now, let me get deep with this. See, that's why I love y'all, because y'all bring up some stuff. Now, that right there is a deep statement. Now, I'm going to go with the women. The women, now, I know women listen to this, because a lot of women already come in here because they're scared. They have told me, I listen to your show. You be going, oh, ooh, but I listen. Because they have constricted themselves. Because, see, one thing the religions do is to control the sex of the female, of how to control. Because they know she is the incubus. They know she's the litter. They know she is Satan. I'm going to say that one more time. They know she is Satan, Lucifer, the light bearer. Now, y'all can take it where you want, but we're going to get deep at 12 o'clock. I ain't got time to play with y'all today. Now, if she's the light bearer, that's why they got the vice president as a woman. This time, they went in with the, they knew what to go with. Even if she is a, I can't prove she's a tranny because I ain't do no biological research on her. But if she's a tranny, some people say she's a tranny. I can't prove that. I can't make that a fact. I can say we can speculate. Speculate. What's the other one? Y'all figure that out. You know. Now, if you're speculating, that means we all still thinking about it. It's like it's not really true yet. It's close to true. We don't know for sure. We know that a lot of these chicks ain't got no babies based on certain things, maybe biological. Every woman who ain't one still can't have babies. But let's go with the ones that's in power. Ones in power, like Kamala Harris, they present a certain aspect. That aspect y'all don't like to talk about, because black folks act like they ain't gay. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Here is the number one gay group in America, followed by everybody, a billion to close to $1 trillion gay black sex exploitation going on the earth. RuPaul is the number one. RuPaul, Nas X, y'all watching this, your kids watching this, ain't saying shit. But you're going to come on the Helios and pretend like no one's promoting this shit. Your own kids promoting this shit. Your own family promoting this shit. So, okay, you love them. I love them. But now, here's where it gets deep. You could dress up. I don't care if you want to be a transvestite. You can be drag on Miami Beach. But if you get an extra check for being gay, you black folks is stupid as fuck. If you're going to let another alien, see, that's what you don't know what aliens mean. An alien group get nationalization over the land. That's amazing for me. That's how I know you really don't know.
An alien comes up to 5'2".
Yeah. But an alien group gets more than you in your own land.
Drive on. Can I say something?
I asked all the emails. I talked to a lot of people. Of course, they ain't going to answer me because, you know, you can tell what they want to talk about. They want, hey, man, let's see how, they go into the real world. Ah, you know how it is, man. I'm like, well, dude, it's to come to the point in time. Don't you see your kid? I mean, if you really care about your offspring, which is your own DNA, that's why you know you should be understanding what DNA means by now. It's divine nature of the atom, your atoms. Your atoms. It's your own nature as an atom going into something to create the cosmic slot, which is your progeny. Now, the Funkadelics can figure this out. They on heroin, crack. At that time, heroin, LSD, weed. If they can figure out how this works, why is the person who don't even take a drug, don't drink, don't know shit? Now, that's amazing. Now, they can learn one thing only good. This is what you created. Now, I'm looking at, see, one thing about me, I look up all of the aspects from y'all. See, it's called algorithms. You can just put everybody, that's why Brother Eddie on Wednesday, Antoinette with him on Wednesday, Antoinette on everything. Antoinette, I got you coming in soon. We need your energy right quick. Antoinette be on everybody. She'll have Alizee. Alizee Dantour was on her show for Haiti. Now, all you for Haiti in Miami ain't listening to this. You ain't, you full of shit, because guess what? You only listen to a side show because you ain't fixed out shit because you still escaping and floating over here to Florida. Cuba, talking to you now. You still floating over here to Florida. Obviously, somebody getting you here. You can't float to Florida through international waters and figure out how you got here. You can't be that dumb no more. We was dumb in the beginning. We didn't know how they was doing it with a flotilla. What the fuck a flotilla? We never heard that shit. A flotilla. I think that's a taco from Mexico. Well, a flotilla is them putting people on strategically to float in international waters because your government said it's nice enough to take them in. Haven't y'all learned this by now? Now, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We don't even know governmental law. Now, y'all, do you believe in the Moors and Jobo Drew and all that shit? He did teach civics. Did he not? And you don't know it by now, then that shit must not have affected you. Because if you don't know civic law or civility, by this time in your life, if you over, if you 65 and don't know none of this shit, you a zombie. I'm just being honest with you. You're going to die dumb. Ain't no light in you. That's what they say. Ask your old Masonic Lodge. Let's get it going.
Yeah, that evil laugh again, bro.
Hey, evil means to live backwards. I learned
right,
to see,
right.
In the real way, see, I learned to look through the Beatles. The Beatles had Elvis. All the real rock stars for the black folk. Remember, St. Louis told you the devil was from blues. That's where the devil concept came from. St. Louis told you that. He said the Royal Art. I looked it up. It's real. The devil concept came from the blues, a black blues singer who refused to die.
And then that's why their hockey team is named the St. Louis Blues, huh?
That's right. And then he go, all your greatest rock stars that you love went to Europe, became great. Not from you niggas in America. You got to be stupid to believe you love Eddie Hendrix. You didn't love Eddie. You didn't even like him. He had to go to Europe to be loved and come back as a legend here on his own land. Because you niggas gave your birthrights up in the Book of Esau. That you claim you believe. Let's get deep. Let me go to one more caller before I go off. 4853. And I got my sister from Paris. Where you at, Paris? I'm going to bring you up. I'm sorry, Paris. So many people calling.
Paris. The word you're speaking of is assume.
Assume. Yeah. Let me go to Paris. 5474. Paris, you online? Because Paris is going off right now. 5474. You on the line? I got Brother Ray on the line. Okay, I got you coming soon, Brother Ray. Sister from Paris. Okay. She must have to do something. She was listening. Are you with me? 5474. Whenever we get her on, I'm going to do a show with her because Paris is one berserk, too, everybody. Paris. Brother Ray, you want to come in? Hit the number one button so I know you ain't just listening. Anthony, let me get Anthony that on because I know she's doing a lot of work here. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate you doing this. Brother G, Brother Eddie, of course. The lines are not muted. I just want y'all to make sure we get everybody in play here. Sit there, Brother Ray. Brother Ray, you want to come in here? Let me see what Brother Ray got to say. Because Brother Ray is an icon here in Miami. Brother Ray, you on the line? Brother Ray. Okay, Brother Ray, he's listening, but he ain't got the... I appreciate y'all for listening because it's hard to keep people.
You talking about my AZ or are you talking about somebody from Europe? My AZ speaking of?
No. This from actually who lived in France and in Morocco, and she was on. She's on the line, but she probably just listening. That's good.
Yeah, hey, she hasn't been on in a while.
I appreciate y'all even doing what y'all doing because to keep the lines open for us, as many people, the lines is open, and we got a lot of people who are listening. 5045. You got your hands on bringing you in. 5045. Go ahead. I hear you. Go. Jump in. 5045. 305. You in Miami.
What the fearful.
Real quick, you talk about Eddie Kendrick and not being respected. It's biblically, because again, a prophet is not respected in his own goddamn land by his own damn people.
That's right.
So you got to go where you appreciate it.
Right.
Stop being tolerated and get celebrated by those who are ready for you.
That's right. You're the first person to realize you said it. That's why the prophet, your so-called Jesus, wasn't even liked by his own people. So that's why you got to go where you appreciate it. That's how it works.
Right.
The clue was already there. You're being misinterpreted. But right there was the truth. See, you might not be heard by who you don't really be that you think you like or you think you should like. It might be something or some being or some person or whatever that respect what you say. You got to find the energy. That's why we created the Dry Bones, because these Dry Bones have its connections for us. Because you can believe whatever you want here. But facts matter. That means that we're going to decipher what you believe and decipher it. We ain't going to just let you just escape in. You're going to decipher what you're saying. It's like everybody who believes what you believe. If you can't decipher the basics of Christianity, you might be a zombie. Islam. All you know
you
is
say
Farrakhan.
Facts matter.
It's all you know is Farrakhan and Islam. Yeah. That's true. If all you know, I know people only, they think they know Islam by just knowing Farrakhan. If that's all you think you know to Islam is Farrakhan, you a zombie. That's why you have to get rich off it.
Hey, Dry Bones, well, how am I going to download an app if I can't prove that I'm not a robot?
ain't that amazing? Now, they're asking you on everything. Are you a robot? And no, I'm thank you, bro. I see it everywhere. Everywhere, anywhere that you got money or some type of importance, they want to prove who you are. And no one questions it. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question, though, because locally, and local is a deep word. Y'all better look up local. If you locally watch this happen, everybody, now I don't care if you don't like white people. You don't have to like them. But the white people got the actual answer to stopping your existence from being what it is now that you enjoy, unless you're willing to go to something else. Well, here's the question that I'm asking all black folks. Are you willing to go to something else? And if you are, can we get a tangible, sensible, recognizably, understandable what you want us to go into that's going to be feasible for millions? Now, individually, that ain't going to suffice in what you're saying. If you're talking as a nationalist and then goes into an individualist, that don't work on this program because we know the difference. You can't give me an individual synoptic view, and I'm talking how you're going to save millions or your own local area. Local means at least over 50,000 to 100,000. So if you got 25,000, you still might exist. But 50,000 people in a local zip code probably could stop some shit. I'm giving you easy math. This is easy math. If you watch
that's if they want to be saved.
Now, the question is, that's the question you got to ask. Now, if you amongst the movies tell you how many zombies you have. If the zombies outnumber your mindset, you better haul ass. Cause when the zombies are released, you finish. I'm going to tell you that right now. You could believe it's a joke, laugh tomorrow, but just think about what I just said. When they release...
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go ahead, jump in.
It's just crazy, because just like what you're saying, and if for those people that took that shot, that got that those particles in it, all they got to do is press a button. See, it's so interesting. Just like, say, for example, I was talking to somebody, I think it was Friday. Chevy Chase played in a movie. I think it was Chevy Chase. Somebody made a voodoo doll because Chevy Chase was acting up and they wanted to control him. So they made a voodoo doll.
Right.
And every time they moved the doll, Chevy Chase moved. Going back to the Matrix, it's the same thing. When they wanted to stop the people that was about truth and justice and righteousness, everybody else was a machine. They activate anybody. They activate a businessman at a magazine shop. They activated a homeless person laying down on the ground, and all of these individuals who probably took the shot became a machine. You know, when people do things that are abnormal or unusual, that's what I and a friend of mine say. I wonder if they took the shot. Even going back to that movie, The
weaponized.
Purge.
Mm-hmm.
If you got people in your neighborhood, they got these, you know, these people that live in these easements, cul-de-sacs or whatever, but they're real nice houses. Every now and then, they do the purge. So if you don't like your damn neighbor, somebody just moved into the neighborhood, purge night, you could whoop their ass or kill them. You know, but one thing I wanted to ask about, has anybody been paying attention to where the fires are now? They're burning down the rainforest. The rainforest, trees protect you from 5G. Trees and water create oxygen, and it cools the environment. I'm in the Carolinas. We're coastal. It was 90-something degrees the other day. It's a strange kind of heat because there's a lot of moisture in the air, which basically is another impediment to 5G. Arizona is a dry climate, and what they have in Vegas, AI, you know, the whores, I shouldn't say whores, excuse me, I take that word back, the prostitutes in those clubs, they had AI in there for at least the last 5 years. There's so many things, all I want to say is there's so many things that we have to look at as people that are striving not to be part of the system. Just like it says, you be of the world but not a part of it because you have to go.
That's why,
right.
We got an hour to have. Those of you on the 12 o'clock phase, we don't have much time. We're going to go to the final hour, up until 12 o'clock, I'm going to do a commercial because your energy is a power. And I'm going to tell you something. You better look at who giving energy away. Our people give a lot of energy away to certain things. We are very charitable people. If you do not see that blacks give so much of their income to so much shit. That
number one on the planet.
Yeah, does not benefit them. And now, when you have a time like never before, you better wake up.
Welcome to Oh Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio. radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick. And all them upper cats you run with, get done with, jump quick. The fuck you gonna approach the dog with some bum shit? I said go to gun click, 911 shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do. Or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas tried to diss you, that's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still wants the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffing on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick and a mic. Y'all niggas characters, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass.
That's some real shit. They say, I love my baby mama. Never let it go. And you're driving in a fucking broke-ass truck. That is some scary shit. Let's keep it going back here. We about to get deep up
hey,
in
drive
the up here. What's up?
I just want to finish, just like what you were saying about basically the whore of Babylon. You know, these entities and those secret societies, they use sex magic. You could take the skin out of somebody's eye, and anybody that they've exchanged energy, especially saliva or bodily juices with, is coated in their eye. So if somebody has even a low-level virus or a virus of the mind, and you sleep with that person, every now and then some of your characteristics, if your fervor isn't strong enough, you'll start behaving somewhat like they do from time to time. Because in my father's house is many mansions. Mm. Being one-minded, one-sided is the key. But those many mansions are different energies and personality traits.
That's right.
Between your left and right ear.
Uh-huh.
So it's really all about that Big Bang Theory in reverse. Everybody coming back to oneness. Everything is on the one. But
and that's
all
why
about
they tell
the willing.
You. That's right. Now, that's why they tell you. I'm glad you brought that, bro. Joe, that's why I say you can't even get it no better. Y'all just bring it into this part was called Let There Be Light. So, this is your Bible story, y'all. It came out your own book. I told you that book ain't what you think it is. But it's your Bible story. Let There Be Light. To bring order to chaos. That's what God said in your Bible, didn't it? Means to straighten out of a mess. Now, I'm going to bring it into reality. I'm going to give you something simple so you can figure out. In particular, it means to really straighten out a very complicated mess. Here's some examples. I'm going to give you a physical, because everything, like the brain said in the facts, is physical. Your eyes brings in a physical reality. And it's only for a tenth. That's why you shoot the eye of Horus. It's a tenth. That's why the Masonic Boule called himself the Talented Tenth because you see through their eyes. Oh, you about to get deep down. Y'all have no idea where we're going with this. In order to bring out this mess, the physical eyes, which is the eye of Horus, imagines a job. I'm going to give you this physical. Imagine a job of cleaning out a hoarder's house after he or she leaves without throwing away everything valuable. Think about that for a minute, everybody. See, I live in a real reality. I'm able to go into cosmic and reality. See, I don't forget I'm in the reality. I ain't going to go cosmic. If you go too cosmic and don't realize you're in the really reality, then what that makes you mentally. Balance is my eye. That means I can see in both realities clearly at this point in time. Unless something happened to me, then I can't see.
As above, so below.
There you go. So if I can't see both dualities, then I really ain't getting a real message of what the fuck I'm going through. Now, a hoarder is a person who got all kind of shit. Buy shit. They rich, they just buy shit. Don't care where. Just put it anywhere. It's everywhere. But in a real location. That's chaos. Now, a person who takes over a hoarder and puts chaos that was created by the hoarder into order, how do y'all perceive that? I want to hear from all y'all on the mic. I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Tell me how you receive it. I'm gonna go for 8554 for the top, my man. If somebody's a hoarder, house is beautiful, everything's beautiful, except all this shit is in the house. Now, once you take all this shit out, which is gonna take some work because it's chaos, but the end result is an order, do you not see how this thing works? I'm talking to them go down the line. 8554, you're on the line.
You know what? That's beautiful the way you add it because you practically up in my business now. The reason why I said it because, you know, my mother made a transition last year and she left me the property. So what you just said, I'm in the midst now of doing that. Now, it wasn't per se. Right. But what I'm doing now is putting it the way I want it because she wanted a certain way, which was fine for her and her mindset. But since she's moved on now, since I'm here, I'm putting the way I want to put it, you know, to benefit me. But is both of them wrong? Not necessarily.
Now, I'm gonna put this in a precise perspective. Now, I look at everybody. Now, this came out the quote of Nietzsche. If y'all don't know who Nietzsche is, look him up. And I'm going to spell it for you if you can't find it. It's N-I-E-T-Z-S-C-H-E, Nietzsche. Now, he was a high level, and he said himself, that's why I got that paragraph. I said, damn, his paragraph was about a hoarder. And think about life as taking over a hoarder's paradise, and you go in there and see it's totally chaotic. Can you bring it into order? That's why your mind got to start thinking about that. Can you bring yourself into order? Can you bring yourself into order? Don't worry about nothing else.
Right. Left brain, right brain.
Right. Bring yourself into order right now. Could you go in the house and live as a hoarder? Can you go in the house living as one that's a house in order? If you ever see a family member, cousin, I don't give a fuck who they are, the house looks like a hellhole. And you wonder, how are you going to fix it?
I see.
And
that's
yourself,
why the old saying, get your house in order first before you try to get somebody else's in order.
Right. If you can't fix
just,
that house.
Just splinter in the law.
If you can't fix that house. If you cannot fix that house. If your fortitude and your strength and character cannot fix that situation, think about that as your own micro macro world that you in.
Drop on, you're correct. Because nature has an order, the galaxy has an order, the universe has an order, the cosmos has an order. We as humans, the few, the mass of many, we're becoming back to order, but those that are scattered and caught up are out of order. And these are the challenges we face, and how do we get ourselves in order? Because if there's no enemy within you, your enemy outside of you can't harm you. So that's overstanding that your innerverse is same as the universe that this planet is in. When we, as Rumi says, everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself? In the universe is in each one of us. When will we learn to use our innerverse? Mm. That's the challenge, to know thyself. Mm.
Mm. So Jai Bones, can I say something?
Go ahead, jump.
So this is what I'm going to suggest, because all of this is a suggestion. So I heard what you said, first of the chaos, then if you can't, and you have to go beyond individualism, that's a strong task right there. And strong is really to be disciplined. And a lot of us are not willing to be disciplined. So I'm not going to look at what's outside first. I'm going to look at inside. So
right.
If I look at the change is coming, and there's chaos still with the change that is coming. Usually chaos is brought forth to get rid of things to create order. You got to remember that also, okay?
Right.
So if I want to create order, it's a cleaning, it's a purging, like the brother said earlier, right? So here goes the purging.
The purge.
Yes,
go
it
ahead,
is.
Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Because right. you got to get all the shit that don't really matter to your life. So if I had to deal with a hoarder mentality, and it's not that I want them to die off, and like the brother said, if you took the shot, you still don't hear me. The best I can do is that, and I hate to be cruel in this, I don't really want you to die off, but even at your weakest point, if you do open your eyes, I can't forget about you. Because that's going to be on me. Now, will I still be willing, even with the last of the bit of my strength, be able to bring you on? Now, why I say that? Because, yes, like our brother was saying, the whole thing is changing. The water is changing. So the primal water with these children are coming out of, that's why they're able to create their own crypto. That's what the country understands. They're going to create their own riches. And then, and I'm going to say this by Dry Bone, because you and I are on the same page on where we're going with this. So undercover, these individuals who created this system is so chaotic, and you got a new system that wants to come in and say, they're chaotic, we need to create order. So we're going to give them universal, 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 but we're beyond universal. So that's why we have to be careful of not accepting any more charity, because the more charity we accept, the more hoarding we hold on to, because we won't use what's in front of us. And in the meantime, the first thing we do is thinking that we're gathering treasures when you're gathering trinkets. So the trinket that I got to get rid of is this. It's the mindset of a culture that's been bringing me down, and the only way I'm going to get back into perspective is go deal with Satan. I got to deal with her so I can get her in line to align in such a way that the children, because she looks at the children, but I'm going here for a reason. She looks at the children, but the children are watching us. What will we do to keep her in order? And the order is not ruling in the same manner as though the patriarchs did. We rule in such a way when we're in agreement.
Damn.
Now, that's going to be a hard time.
You said something.
But it has to be done.
The woman.
She's the biggest hoarder.
Y'all better look at the woman. The woman, I'm not saying it's against woman. I'm looking at the nature of how the
she's the biggest hoarder.
The hoarder.
But she saves these trinkets. Go ahead.
And hold on. Every alien movie, y'all, thus far has told you, every alien movie has told you she's a woman. She's a female. She comes from outer space. She's the only thing, whatever the species is, the only thing that space as above, so below, and it made it into our physical. Let me get some more callers. 807. Okay, let me get a new caller. I got some more callers. They jumping on the line heavy, dude. 8079, you in there.
It's small print.
8079. 8-0.
I like to have my own conversation.
You got anything? Got a
print
like that?
Okay, they're talking. Okay, let me just say this to all y'all. I'm going to keep y'all in there, but at 1 o'clock, I cannot control the board at 1 o'clock. So if we go past 1 o'clock, which is fine with me, that means if you do not adhere to the order, you'll be cut off without me having to do that. That's going to show you how much power I really have. If at 1 o'clock I'm warning you, like all prophets should do, warn you of impending danger. If you never have the perception to see that, that's not my fault. I have no problem.
Hey, Dry Bones, you just said something key, connecting with the brother just speaking about firing that warning shot. Now, with that being said, now we can warn the people around this. I'm like this. I didn't warn, matter of fact, I just warned somebody yesterday, a sister, about having a daughter take that shot where she got to have it for school. Who said she had to go to school? You can teach your homeschooler, but that's a different topic for a different show, whatever. Now, once I put that out in the universe, warn you, hey, whatever else happened, hey, I did my job.
That's your cleansing. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. I hope y'all look this up because I don't want to be like I'm saying something like that to y'all can say, oh, he's just making up shit. No. Your whole job is to cleanse whoever could be cleansed. You're not responsible for the zombies. That's why Jesus said, the old Jesus story explains it clearly. He ain't even come for a bunch of motherfuckers. He came for a remnant. Right there should be your clue. Right there.
It ain't everybody.
It ain't everybody. Now, for you to be arguing with people at this point in your life, I can't explain why. I'm at a point in my time, ain't no need to argue. I got enough sense to know who knows what and who don't know shit.
Right.
Once I see you don't know shit, we'll talk about physically earthly shit because they cannot see beyond above. If you can't see above,
bones.
Can't you see that by now? You don't need to talk to somebody. If somebody comes to you afterwards and say, you know, I like what you said, it's always going to be, for me it is, I have not met somewhere I went ever that somebody say, man, I like what, I had a guy with a mask, everybody in Buffalo know, a mask come to me and said he's sickly, but he said he's like what I said about something that we did at an event we did in Buffalo. He said to me, he said, you was right, but he got elements. They trying to kill you in the hospitals, everybody. Now, they're going to get mad at me. I don't give a fuck. We ain't got time to waste. The hospitals is under the night hospitals. This is an organized 33rd degree high level. You ain't getting to this. You ain't got enough money getting this. You getting the regular masonry. You ain't getting to no high level unless you got $100,000 or more to pledge to them. That it goes higher. Mm-hmm. It goes higher as you are richer. That's why y'all. I can't speak for all y'all, but while we was in Buffalo, they had a meeting of all the tech heads, all the techs, everybody in the tech world was in Sunny Valley. Look up Sunny Valley, the tech world in Sunny Valley. They were just there. No news coverage because they control the news. You got to have independent investigators. People like Kojak back in the day with the vampire shit they used to show us. You got to be all in to looking this up. You don't worry about shit. You worry about, I'm into this. That's what you got to be like now. If you're into it,
that's just like Lightfoot. Before they had that real bad shooting weekend around that 4th of July holiday. Nobody knew that Lightfoot was in San Francisco making deals with those tech companies trying to get them to move here.
Right.
Nobody talked about it.
Right, because they already got the ground floor laid out by the array of things there. They already been experimenting on y'all. Y'all the biggest guinea pigs because they know what? Y'all the 5 points. We get the 5 points under control. We got the whole grid under control. That's where y'all play a point. That's why y'all killed off everybody that has shit there. I mean, it's not hard to see. You kill off everybody that's trying to warn the masses because the masses, once waking, is going to be a terror. But if they dumb like zombies, that's no terror to the zombies. Ain't no territory goddamn zombie. You just shoot him in the head. Now they got to shoot you in the head, turn you off through the vaccination. Now, they don't want to tell you this. You're not going to hear this type of talk on the fucking radio. Steve Harvey should be boycotted. Do you listen to this? I went to Buffalo, and they got Steve Harvey on in the morning. I want to kick this nigga's ass.
Dave, his show is syndicated, bro. It's the same thing here.
He's
on all over the fucking
Jesus.
TV, Family Feud, everywhere.
Did you hear what he say on the radio? I could watch Family Feud, maybe.
What's
but this? Jesus on the radio with Steve Harvey? Is this motherfucker a preacher? What the hell?
That
going
shit
on
hurts.
Here?
I can't listen to that dude, man. That shit hurts my soul. It really
exactly.
does. It fucks up my whole energy
soul.
Grid.
But hold on. I want you to get real here. Now, it may hurt my soul. I'm in the car with other people. I can't tell them what to do in their car because they don't want to talk shit. It's my motherfucking car. I want people going to tell me it's their motherfucking car. So I've got to listen to this shit. I'm about to throw up.
Right.
I'm saying, I don't even know Steve Harvey talk. I never listened to him. I say he talked like this on the radio. He's a preacher. He's a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
He pimping the people, and he for COVID. Y'all should boycott his ass immediately. He should be brought to a pauper's. See, that's what Robin Hood's about. See, I love Robin Hood. I used to love Robin Hood back in the day with your boy, the white man.
But you
know
he's Boule too, bro. He's the Pied Piper. He's on that frequency. They put them Boule people to control the rest of the black mass folks, the masses. That's what they do.
That's right.
Now,
I think he's a Q. He's Omega Phi Psi, something like that.
Hold on. Yeah, right.
Wasn't it funny when Mr. Trump invited him in to ask him, what can he do for the melanated people? And he just sat there with his mouth open like he was ready for the phallus.
I don't know, God. No, he thought he was
there
to suck somebody's dick for the Boule. That's all he was there for. Now, here it goes. Take one for the team. So he keep his money going and keep his kids fucking everybody on the earth. Now, here's how it works, everybody. I'm not talking about Steve Harvey. Hey, he might be cool as hell. If I met him, I might have to sit down. But as far as his persona he gives on television and radio, I'm appalled. Now, he might be cool undercover and say, God, I got to do this. I have to do this. I might have some respect. But until then, right now, it's abysmal. But here's why they're doing it, y'all. They've been paid to do this.
Right.
Ain't nobody probably even played this clip. I played a bunch of times. I don't play it often, but I play it enough times. This the clip, y'all. Right, y'all should be listening to right here. This the clip.
Hey, Dry Bones, can I say one thing before you play the clip?
Go ahead.
That sister that he's married to, that he left his wife and family for.
Yeah, you see her?
She used to be with two different drug kingpins that went to do fed time before he met her.
Right.
Wow.
Now
so she might be leading him.
I don't know the whole story about her, but she reminds me of the Kardashian chick. See, these are – now, I'm going to say this for all you women. I ain't got no problem with y'all because I know it's your time. I already knew it was your time coming. I've been hearing this for years. Y'all Satan, y'all Lucifer, y'all Lucy. I already know this. But, you know, to see it in reality, I'm saying, God damn. Now, she's a Kim Kardashian black woman. See, the Kardashians – look at the name, y'all. Kardashian, Slavics, Kardashian, Slavic, slaves, Slavic, sex. Slavic, okay, so I'm going to say. Now, this is where they're going with this. They're about to take you, all of us. Now, if you don't have enough minerals, magnesium, zinc, iron, y'all better start getting all. This is what y'all better start getting. I can't tell you what to do because I ain't got.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are the various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. And the result would be that, I mean, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to open the mics. I'm going to hear from everybody. I'm going to say this. In order to pull this off, I know we got the drug use is the major component in this. They need to make sure everybody's happy. You heard what he said. Everybody stay happy. Now, whatever you're, it could be happy, whatever it is, sober-minded, they're going to find something that's going to keep you happy, to keep you doing something. So if you are sober, I don't drink, you know, people are like, I don't drink, oh, God. All right, cool. That's up to you. If you're able to function, that's way. And if you're drug dealers, drug people, I'm just be honest, drug people, you got two types, one who live in squalor and one who love opulence. If you love opulence, you know, your mindset different from a druggie who wants to live in filth and look like abysmal and walk around looking like they ain't eating days. That's a different type of drug. So we got to ask yourself, which one are you? I don't care if you take drugs or not. We're going to talk about this. They said they're going to be able to make you love your servitude. Somebody get on the mic. This is in 1962. I'm born.
You don't have to take drugs.
I'll let you go next. Just before I make a point. I'm born in 62, and this guy gives a speech at Berkeley in 62. On what I'm experiencing right now in fucking 2021. Go ahead, you talk.
They spray drugs over us every day, 24/7. You don't have to be a drug addict. You can sit up there and say all day, "Oh, I don't drink. I don't do any drugs. Oh, I don't take pills," or lie and say you don't take pills, but you do. And but you got to realize, above us, they spray drugs, chemicals over our heads. Every day.
Yep.
So these stimulants that they spray over their head every day, which causes flu-like symptoms sometimes if they spray too much, is to keep you in a calm situation where they can have more control over you, because now you're like comfortable in your environment. You didn't forget about your enemies out here. There's been century-old enemies. Now you're best friends with century-old enemies. They still conducting the same thing. They set up in a lab. They created the drug, and they spray it over us every day. That's why we can't see. That's why we can't see. You know, we can, because we know it exists. That's how we overcome it, because we know it exists. But the other people, they don't want to know it exists. They think they live in a normal life. They're getting back to the normal. I never thought I was in a normal society of life. I always thought it was fucked up. I was just like, what was normal? People dying every day. What's normal? People dying coming out the womb. Is that normal? Is that normal? You know, right, I can't stand you. You cheating with my man. Is that normal? Like, yo, oh, you just bombed them people. That's normal. We back to normal.
All right, here's my perspective,
back
brother. So quickly, yes, ma'am. So quickly, Brave New World, I look at it like this. More than one monarch running the world now. More than one.
Sure.
They're all in cahoots. First we clean up our house, we get rid of whoever the bottom feeder is, each one of the monarch, oligarch, whatever you want to call it, then we come together so we can make this whole unit, so we all divide the pie together. What's the whole pie of terror? You want to be in charge of the earth.
But I like
what Kwame said. One thing that they did not count on was that the whole solar plex, a.k.a. the universe, is going to change. And while being an Aquarius, are they going to be able to tame these women? We can't even tame the black woman. Are they going to be able to tame the woman? I'm done.
Well, what I would like to speak to is they're raising the Chi-Chi boys, and the Chi-Chi boys hate real women. So if their numbers increase, that's basically as far as the women that are at their higher vibration in their right mind, that's basically going to be their first battle, is them Chi-Chi boys. You know, so it's really going to be interesting. You know.
Now,
there used to be this old Caribbean song back in the day, and he says, "You may be a beautiful thing, cuz, but you'll never be the man your mother was." I think that shit is so deep. I yield.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Spread 660-something different chemicals, man. She right. 660-something different chemicals. She right.
That's a lot of chemicals.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a long time. I mean, a very long time, since the 70s. So, yeah. Well, I was born, but yeah. They've been doing it before the 70s.
That could be the chemicals that cause the schizophrenia, the heart attack, all these ailments, because they need you to have ailments to keep the business going.
Right.
You know what the antidote is? Going back to that feminine energy, the rise of the woman, nature. You get in nature because the trees and the grass and the herbs thereof will help cleanse you, just like an animal.
But Dry Bones, I was going to say this before brother come in, but Dry Bones, if I eat a Cheeto, how many chemicals is in that?
Unbelievable amount.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Come on,
man. You got a whole lot of
that red stuff. That's what I'm getting at. So it's in the air or it's underground. So when were we going to wake up? Because sometimes you adapt, and that's that mutation from that chemical. So no matter how many elixirs they make, that's not going to be enough to stop, because I ain't going to put on melanin, but I'm going to say sometimes that vitamin D helps us in our cure-all. And you already know they're going to contaminate the water. The water's not even the same. So the most important thing is, what do we do with my aunt that we might be able to be one with her again? Because no matter how they go into their laboratories with their white coats, how they going to be able to change this? They cannot. They will not ever tame Nat, a.k.a. nature. They will never tame Ma. They can never tame Ma.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, what you're saying, and I'm going to go with that because that makes sense, absolute facts. Let me just say this. Somebody sent me something on WhatsApp about why people live long on Earth, and they had different foods, and they had different areas. I will ask y'all a question right now. Do you know the oldest group in a religious or sect group that actually lives longer in the United States?
The Amish?
Close. Close. You're the closest right now. They in that
Quakers.
Family.
The Quakers. Quakers.
You close.
The Greek?
No. Yeah, I gave you two. They sex. They sex like the Amish and the, which I just said, the other brother said earlier. They sex. They did a research. I watched somebody send it to me. I was in shock. It was like, wow. But what they hate.
They
everywhere.
They got more than one wife?
Yeah. Some of them.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell that is. I was getting ready to say Ashkenazi Old Testament, but I don't think that's
the Seventh-day Adventist. The Seventh-day Adventist Church. Yep. They had the Seventh-day Adventist has the longest lifespan of all urban groups in America. I looked. It came to me. I looked it up. Yep. They eat a certain diet. They said
and I'll say it again. They have more than one wife.
Yes, they did. Yes. Some of them do.
Some it's of just them. Savage,
I
want to
say something about the Maat. The Maat is being used for trickery. And may not be able to tame it, but you can take control over it to use it in a negative way.
Absolutely.
Start off negative. Start off negative. Talking about, I have not done this. I did not do that. That's backwards as shit. Okay? If you know how the universe works, that negative connotation fucked you up. Talking about, I have not done this. I don't do that. I will not do that. Nah, it ain't what you don't do. It's what you can, will, and do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they got y'all tricked with y'all, my aunt. Okay? You got to learn how to use words in the universe work, man.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Y'all figured out.
We all figured out that's why you bring it up. Go ahead.
Ellen G. White was the founder of the Seventh Day Adventist.
Is E-L. Right? E-L. It's not a Hebrew word.
E-L
for God. And in the center of the E and the L, and the L and the E is what? The number 6, the Roman numeral 6. So that's an architect right there in its own. So they
took
the letter E, which has 40 degrees. If it's a capital, it has 40-degree angles in it. And then you got the letter 6, which is the number 6, which is the letter V and the I. And the V got an arc in it, too. Then you got the L. The L has a capital. It's got a 90-degree angle in it. So,
Now, I'm going to say this to everybody listening because, you know, we got this is one program. This is one program you're going to get the facts on. The V for Vendetta is a female symbol. Viagra is a V. Everything that's a female symbol is controlled through ISIS. Now, I'm going to play this clip, y'all. I told you, we ain't got time to play. The female principle is the most powerful principle going on in the wavelength of the earth. They know this. That's why they want to go to Mars.
Yeah.
They want to do all this stuff. And, again, they know what's going on. Whatever's on earth, y'all call it what you want to. I don't care at this point in time what you call it. But it's a fact. These are the facts.
But since y'all say fives, what's the rumor letter for five? It's a V, ain't it? Since we in the five time.
Yeah, that's right.
V. Thank you.
V.
Thank you, man. That's why I love you, Brother West. Thank you so much.
Got an arc
v.
in it.
V for Vendetta. V for this. All leads to the vaginal principle or the vaginal or the Pisces and all that shit. But here it is. I'm going to play this. I want y'all feedback from this because we got to understand. I've been talking about the female principle all this time, and her name is Lilith.
We all have heard of Adam and Eve who according to the Bible were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that, before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam. Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination. Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence. Therefore, she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea. God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and, to protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in paradise, and, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit, which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she would have been Adam's first wife is found in the Sirach alphabet text. The date of the writings is unknown, but it is believed that they were created already in the medieval era. The myth of Lilith is found in Hebrew, Babylonian, Sumerian, and Assyrian mythology. The figure of Lilith in Mesopotamia was seen as an evil deity, or, when associated with the moon, she was regarded as a goddess with different phases and therefore different moods. That way, she could be seen as a fertility goddess, but also as a devilish figure. There are theories that state that Lilith's absence from the Bible was created during the councils that defined the canonical books that would constitute the Bible as we know it today. The figure of Lilith as an independent and strong woman would go against the patriarchal structure, one of the cornerstones of the Judeo-Christian culture. For this reason, Lilith was embraced by the feminist movement. She is often regarded as the first feminist. The movement claims that Lilith was unfairly demonized, like most women in our history who have attempted to defy the patriarchy. Whether as a demonic figure or as a symbol of woman's struggle, Lilith's story is still the subject of much interest.
That's it. I gave you a foundation right there. Lilith was canonized. That means they took her out at the Council of Nicaea. I tried to tell Brother Patasika, just like I told you, the Greek Adonis winning was what the people looked like at that time. Y'all don't want to believe you drew the reason for this shit. That's why we got this problem. Until you believe or understand or come to recollection that you are the reason this is happening,
yep.
It would continue. Right. It would continue. Let's go. What y'all, Lilith,
and that,
it's, this yes, it tells you that it was two people made equally. That's my yacht.
Mm-hmm.
That's my yacht. Equally means my yacht.
Every action is equal to opposite reaction. Every action is equal to an opposite reaction.
That's
and
right.
What I, you're right, because what Herman the Monster wife named Lily, ain't it? What Herman the Monster wife named Lily, huh?
So Drybone, can I address that only in my perspective? I know the family are going to have more. But when I hear the Lilia story, what's the difference between Lilia and Medusa?
What's the
difference?
Because
you got it. So what it is that each patriarchal story is all about trying to create imbalance, create the chaos so that we can come in and be the forefathers over the figure of that which cannot take care of itself, making them all orphans. Because they don't know who their ma is anymore.
Because
they don't know ma.
Now, I'm glad you said that. So let's take it on that level. If somebody wants to create a new birth, a new world order, that means you got to have travail. That means the stages of infancy and pregnancy of this new order must go to travail. A woman is the only one who experienced travail. She's the only one to experience the birthing pains of what it takes. So they got her symbolized as a woman. Lilith, who was the first female, is Lily Monster.
Yes, sir. Ain't that what I said? Yes, sir.
The widow's son.
And so, by watching Lily Monster, what was she? She was a vampire.
The widow's son,
Vlad the Impaler. And so, again, they told you the story. It's not like they're lying. That's why they're going to keep them from, that's why they don't feel bad. Because they said, we even told them, and they too dumb to stop it. That's how this works, y'all. They don't.
That's
they,
right.
You think they feel bad? They all told you through the 60s.
Yep.
I grew up watching Little Monster and Herman Monster signing shit,
yep.
Not realizing Frankenstein represents a new race.
Yep. Them new clones. And yeah. What do these women do? They shapeshift, man. You don't want to piss those black women off, man. That's one thing I learned. You piss the sister off, you have a bad fucking day the next day, man.
He says one thing he learned.
Wes is a bad dude, boy. You better never underestimate the power of a woman.
No. It's in the Bible. It says, who knows her ways? He said, not does I. That's the only part of the Bible is when it says, can these bones live? And then who know the ways of a woman? He said, nah, I don't know. So that shows you the history was taken out of Lilith, but they placed her in Psalms as a secret allegory. If you didn't know she was in Psalms, you wouldn't even know Lilith was in Psalms. Lilith is in all through Psalms. That's who Solomon worshiped, is Lilith. He said.
Go ahead. I apologize.
Can I ask you a question?
Is it good to tame her or let her be wild? Which one is it?
Now, only thou knowest.
Okay. I'll go with that too, brother. We same house. We related. I'm with you.
Somebody said worship her. Now, can we?
Go ahead.
I was going to say quickly, mm-hmm. For our symbolism, now, from what I know of Lilith, it ain't a whole lot. She also is a representation of the black moon.
There you go. Now, it also says she travels through the celestial so they can recognize her as the moon. How many blood moons we had so far? Ain't that the period? Ain't that the menstrual?
The cycles of life.
The menstrual, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
That shot, the one that takes is messing up their menstrual periods.
Okay, woman.
Yep.
I got a woman. I got a sister. Sister, go ahead.
Yeah.
Jump in.
Well, you know, I think of her as a spiritual being, not of human beings, meaning that she is not like the normal woman on Earth.
Right.
And I take that from the Book of Enoch, because people do not realize that there were spiritual beings that came to heaven, and they were not just all men. They were women, too. They came over and put their touch on our lives and created the history that we're talking about now. So
right.
I definitely do believe that women, we do have special powers because we are equal, but we're different. Men are more stronger. They're supposed to be our strength and to keep things together. And women, we are the creators. We give life. Men help with the life, but we actually give life. So women can use their energies in good and bad ways, because that's just the life in the world we live in. And I believe it's because of people like Lily that came down and interrupted our planet that we lived in, where there was no bad. You know, I believe in my spirit that we were all good beings, and we enjoyed our life, and we loved nature, and we relied on nature until we had an interruption that created evil into our psyche.
Hold on. Because I'm going to jump in now, because I gave everybody time. Now, you heard what you said. It said she was equal. So when she felt some type of – now, let's be honest. A lot of women, if they don't feel equal in a relationship, they can go full force crazy on that relationship. So being equal is very important to women. Is that not true?
Yeah, it's true. Hold on.
Let everybody, I'm going to let you talk. Let me ask that question first. Do you feel like if you don't feel equal, you can create chaos? Because if the Bible, I'm not making this story up. You heard, it's not from me. It's coming from the story they took out of the Bible, so they wouldn't have. It said the Catholic and Protestants. Those are two things you should look at. America is run by Catholics and Protestants, everybody.
Teach,
you do not know this.
Teach.
You better learn this quickly. Now, if the
and
Catholic
what, and what Sleepy Joe?
He's Catholic. Squeaky Joe's Catholic. Now, if you're going to tell me what you're saying makes sense. So if the woman feel like she was scorned of her recognition, you do see her making chaos. Do you not see that?
Okay, I would say this right here. I would say that women who don't feel special in a relationship, who don't feel appreciated and loved, that can create the negative energy of chaos. But if you keep the woman happy and making her feel like she's the queen and special, she would make sure the man is very happy and have a happy home.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you said that. Because this is what the Lilith is about. The Lilith story, which was taken out, is the reason why we can't understand it. If someone was created at the same time as equal and then realized that somebody tried to take over her house as being equal, which is a dick, if the dick say, I'm the ruler, and the pussy say, well, wait a minute. I create kids through this shit. I got more to do. I got more at stake than your ass. I can die in pregnancy. My kids can come out the form because your no good ass ain't got enough protein, testosterone to create a good ass progeny. If you got weak,
damn.
If you got weak sperm, see that's what back folks are. See, I do DNA. That's why I love myself sometimes. I don't go by what I was taught by my parents because they didn't know. They taught me what I only need to know to keep it going. I give them love for that. But to learn that my DNA is fucked up, my sperm ain't at the right count. I got some high level estrogen in my ass that I don't know how I got there. I'm creating a transvestite, and you act like you don't know, you because you don't look up your own, you don't know about DNA, obviously. And she gets the DNA, and she's the catcher, like in baseball. She's the catcher. She's a catcher. The sperm can go only to three bases before it hit a home run. And so she comes out with something that's going to transform because it does not have, you don't have the right testosterone levels or estrogen in your levels to create a mayat. And that's why your kids are coming out bisexual. It's not the woman's fault. It's the man's fault. You didn't even know that.
Thank
you.
Wow. So dry bone. So undercover,
yeah.
The carbon DNA is still the X chromosome, yes or no?
Yeah. That's the one.
Which comes from the embryo, yes or no?
The embryo. That's right.
And all her eggs are X chromosome, yes or no?
Yeah. And
where you
said,
at, why? Where you at, why?
And what's X?
Why?
What's X?
Now,
unknown factor. X is an unknown factor.
X is her, man. No, whoa. Before we start punching her in the gut again,
right.
X chromosome is carbon.
Right.
You're going to lend your X chromosome to her. So if your X chromosome don't produce a female along the line, you're going to die off down the road a long time ago. So you can go two generations without performing a female entity before your entity dies. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Let me do it one more time. So if that man no longer produces or his son doesn't produce a female, then your ass is dead. You're canceled because the Y drops off.
Right.
Wow.
And that's that's why I say, so your daughters actually carry on your DNA.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Wait, now let's go with nature itself. In antiquity, when a man married a woman, who brought the dowry?
Yeah,
whose side gave land, sheep,
she
goat?
She did.
The woman.
Right.
And that's
right.
Hold on. Now let's get deep, everybody. America was sold off through the signing of the woman. The indigenous tribes knew this already. What we're talking about ain't nothing new. The indigenous tribes on Earth allowed Pocahontas. Hey. Let's just do Pocahontas.
And she was
Pocahontas.
Black.
So
I'm gonna
kill her off.
And she was black.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna kill her off and take her children as orphanages and claim the land.
Right. Hold on. I hope y'all by now, by seeing the Greek freak from Milwaukee show you that the Greeks were black, we should be getting off that black, because it's not about black, it's about your DNA. Being black ain't even an issue no more. Being black is universal. If Adonis, the Greek freak, he called himself the Greek freak for y'all in the so-called deltas, kappas, alphas, gammas. How many more I got to name? Everybody, they do this. All our so-called scholars knew that the Athena was black. And so y'all should be like embarrassed right now for all you who still think that black was not the reason for this. It was a demise from a galactic war. A galactic war where black folks was in the major. They still are. You just don't know them because they are undercover. Y'all better realize the black people that's in power, you will never see until the time comes.
That's right.
You will never see. You will never
see.
Right. You will never see. They can't have you know who they actually the boss are. The boss is what it's called? The dark web. I mean, I don't even understand how y'all can get this.
Yeah.
It's called the dark.
Yeah, that's right.
The dark. Dark web.
Hey, dry bone.
That's
right. So suppose this invisible melanated hand that's governing things, pulling the strings, suppose he's basically waiting, or she, or they,
for the children.
No, that's my point. No, for their children to get in line, for their children.
Yeah.
That's my point.
And that's why these devils trying to block out the sun, so y'all can get y'all extra power.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I told you, the devil, if you're going to call the devil, you're going to call it. See, when you get to the understanding, the devil is Lucifer. Lucifer is a woman. So the devil is Lilith. The Lilith is the devil. She's Saturn. She is mad that she has not gotten her due because she I don't worship her. But Nike do. All the occult world do. You don't. The occult world worships Nike.
That's why they were trying to block the sun out, man.
Yeah,
and that's what I hope Kwame was gonna tell y'all about the orange sun.
I don't know what Kwame. I left. If you do see that, I left everybody open. I do not cut you all. I want to see if y'all can follow order. I have not cut one person off. If Kwame, only people I cut off who did not respond to the recognition. But right now,
so that's
y'all
why Milwaukee beat the Phoenix Suns, huh?
Hold on, hey, Brother D. Think about what you just said. Now, the Phoenix Suns is actually the eagle of America. Because everybody knew the original symbol of America was not an eagle. It was a phoenix. They changed
it was the phoenix, right. The rising of the phoenix.
Right. They changed it because they knew that they had to conceal the facts. They knew the facts was not meant for everybody. So they changed it to an eagle. An eagle was a bird of prey. A bird of prey.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all jump in. fill me out. Go ahead.
And
jump,
that's why
jump,
they
jump.
Say everything is top secret. So they want only the people at the top to know the secret. But everybody on this line, we classified above top secret. But all
that's
the information
right.
y'all share, we above top secret.
Above.
Hey, Dry Bones, I'd like to add something to go back to something that you were speaking to before.
Mm-hmm.
Lilith, the woman, and the cycles of life. The women were the ones who used to make the final decision collectively. And a lot of times when these things took place is when they were on their cycle, because that's a spiritual time. That is the time they say that you would put her away, but that's the time when she needs to go away, because she supplicates with
right.
her higher self.
Right.
As
right.
she transforms
right.
her
that's
body
deep.
From the old
that's
to the
there
new.
There you go, bro. There you go.
And when she's out of balance, that's another reason why, you know, people would say, you know, just like they'd even say it about men. When a man act like a little woman or whatever, they say, man, you must be on your period, you know, because
right.
that demonstrates the imbalance of not being or governing yourself by your higher mind, your higher self. So
hey, the real word
things
for that, when
to,
a man do that, called a mangina. He act like a fucking mangina.
Or he got bitch tendencies.
All right.
There you
so,
go.
So can I do this, Drybone? So I'm not going to take nothing away from the brother. So I want to go to Haiti. So they were trying to put on the illusion that Haiti was without the vaccine. So I'm going to go back to this thing called the Road Belt Initiative. 139 countries has came on. Biden's trying to get the United States back into UNESCO. Trump pulled out 2018. So is it possible that president, while listening to or dealing with voodoo, dealing with his spouse, understood the only way to stay in the governing of being into the global aspect of it to bring in that infrastructure bill into Haiti? And before America let that happen, he got to go? Because undercover,
hey,
all those individuals that we could not see was going on ahead spying on him to what he was getting ready to do. Because this thing is getting ready to go global. And as they create these bridges and all the AKA oligarchs are trying to get into place before this whole structure reset all the way, not so much for you and me, but for the children. And then in that way,
hey,
because
man.
If they don't understand the governance of business, don't get me wrong, I can't go to the stratosphere. I'm just trying to stay earthy for a second. So if that way, if the children don't know how to utilize their equity or the right way to get involved with this transition that's going to take place of this new global nomics, that way all the other families are in place. And this guy was trying to open up an opportunity for his little, because they kept moving him to the rear of the eastern part of the country, because Haiti used to be just Haiti by itself before it was Dominican Republic. So I'm not trying to be too far-fetched out there. I'm just saying, if you look up the initiative to the Beltway, because like I said, monarchs are going to run this thing. That will be the new structure. It's not going to be one monarch with one debt now. The British Empire can't afford this debt anymore. So that way they got, so the evangelicals do not have a voice anymore on this land. This shit about to go global for a reason. So will we be a part of this global shit, or will we just continue to act like America is still America? Because America is no longer America. I'm done.
Hey, bro, do you know it was five presidents, most of them Africans, that said they wasn't going along with this vaccine shit with the World Health Organization, and all five got killed, okay? Tanzania, Burundi.
I would beg to differ, other than the vaccine, which is a hoax. I say it's about the new AKA Silk Road that's about to make the transformation.
Just put it this way, man.
That's what
five
I
five of them said they wasn't going on for the bullshit, man. Five of them said they wasn't going on with the bullshit. And they all dead, man. Tanzania, Burundi, and my man in Haiti and two other countries, man. Okay? You can
look
put
up,
it whatever
guys.
You want. They say they want
to. Sound like both
of
y'all are right. Both of y'all are right.
But, brother,
make the connection.
Right. Those presidents did get murdered because they did not accept the plan. They did not accept the sustainable plan of the sterilization and depopulation of their country. So that in Silk Road is has already been in progress. They didn't lay the train. They didn't get all that. All of that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
AI world and things like that.
I'm going to ask you a question.
I want you to make sure y'all listen to that tape. That tape said that Lilith was got mad and she would kill her. She would kill her own birth. Now, now y'all heard the tape. I don't know if y'all comprehend the tape. I can't be for sure what your comprehension level is. I don't hear to disturb that or even think about it. I play something that is in the occult world for sure. That's a fact. The fact stated that Lilith, when she got mad, she said, I will disturb your birth.
Shit, I will make sure you eat the baby too?
So,
eat the baby too.
Right. So
eat
I
told
the baby
you,
too.
Eat the baby too. So Lilith was very mad. Now let's say the portal of Lilith is back on Earth. You think Lilith gonna be happy with black people or the black dick or whatever you want to call it? Any dick. Because the whole story I showed y'all a bunch of times is that ISIS killed, the dick was chopped off, ate by alligator, which is some cosmic stuff. I ain't going to go into that now. But the dick was gone. That means she could produce without a dick. Y'all didn't even think about that. That's the part I can't understand. How that go by your concept? She said, I could eat your dick, bite it off, and make a symbol, which is a dildo today. That's why you got dildos. They're the number one selling instruments of all sex.
LGBTQ.
I don't know why y'all don't look this up. It's like, it's right there. It's their own algorithms for their own phone.
But that's when they're sticking the needles up in the women and ejaculating them with the sperm so they won't have to have sex with Bill.
Right.
I think one of the Bill's.
Right.
I think Bill Gates.
Inverted fertilization.
Not Bill Gates.
Right.
One of them.
There you go. You don't need a dick. You don't need a dick.
Right. You don't. You can get pregnant without it simulated into your body with the syringe. So, but
Inverted fertilization.
In vitro is what they call it. Call it
in
vitro.
Yeah, in vitro fertilization.
Yes.
Yeah, in vitro.
Elon Musk's wife had that done to her. He has not had sex with his first wife. One of his sons died. That was one of the evils or whatever, the inverters. And the only child that he had by birth is by that young girl right now. All the rest of his babies was inverted into that woman's womb, his first wife.
Because the first wife knew who he was and her body would reject the sperm and kill it.
Thank you.
But
man, who
what,
is he?
What I'd
who
like
is
to
he?
Say
who
is
he? Hold on. Who is he, man? Who is he?
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
He's a muskrat. He's a rat.
That's the cars. That's the
he's not a man.
Oh,
he's a rat.
Or whatever, but, Tesla.
No, that's what he has. But just like prime example, just like what Dry Bones talks about, where did he get all this money from? Same thing with Bill Gates. You know, nobody does the research to find out who the family of these individuals are. You know?
Right, Jeff Bezos. Right.
But let's go back to what we're talking about injecting sperm into women. What was that thing called? Natural selection. Just like when we were prisoners of war, they would take the strongest man and either the most submissive woman, which was probably the one they would use, to make so-called better babies or stronger babies that could work. And on the same side of things, I want to bring up the Hindustan Indians. They do everything by astrology. They don't use the Pythagorean or the Christian calendar. They use their original ancient calendar. They look at the strength of that boy child and the strength or the weakness of that female, and they bring together the ones who would make that man a greater man by putting somebody in his life where he is deficient in the things that are most important for survival
like
and success. Right,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it still comes back to flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, because a balanced and a wise woman and a wise man basically makes a God on earth, be it them together or what comes from their alliance. So we need to go back to the perfection of things, you know, and sex is chaos, sex is war on a certain level, but the intent is more supreme than anything. So if your mind is right, you can make things happen, going back to spirit vibration and all of these things. If you harmonize with things on the right level at the right time, on the right angles, you know, we could change a lot of shit. And it ain't going to be family. It's going to be those individuals whose original family, and that's spirit first. We all came from different families, but nobody on this call right now is blood related. But we basically have the same mind. And who knows how many times we've played this damn game. And I don't know the numbers for that, but somebody help me. And I go to Yale.
You know what? Michael Jackson also had his children through that way, too, those women. Come to think of it, he didn't have sex with them. He got them inverted. That's how he had his children. Oh, I think all his children is like that.
Like I keep trying, that brother right, like I keep trying to tell y'all, it's thought, word, action. Once you say something you think and you say it, your shit going to happen. Especially y'all women got that real power, y'all don't know it. When you thought something and you say it, that shit happen, man. So he right, man. That's why once we learn how to use our energy correct and quit arguing with each other, that wastes too much energy. So if you concentrate on the cosmos, on what you thinking, and you say it, you can do whatever you want to, man. It will happen, man. I keep trying to tell you all that.
Yeah, right,
if thought, word, and action comes up to three.
What is that? All of it.
Hold on, say
thought,
that.
Word, action comes up to three.
Wow.
You could say coon for a coon, be and it is. Be and it is.
Let me ask y'all something. Hold on, let me ask y'all something. Let me ask y'all something. I want everybody in line. Now, y'all notice, I've been watching, I got the Fire Stick. I got Fire Stick TVs and all this bullshit they gave you. Now, all these movies taking me to Mars. I now got Microchip and Mars. All this shit is on Prime, Amazon. Now, if they telling you that they doing some experimenting and they got all the women's DNA, they got all the women's DNA practically on a database. Going to the doctor is going to be impossible in the next 5 years. I hope y'all know that. If you ailment, if you still, could be a six, being 58 and 9 is still young. So if you had to go to the doctor the next 5 years, y'all better prepare for what your insurance, I'm going to talk real life now, what your insurance.